This is Hugh Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening, everyone. Hello, hello. Welcome. It is Studio C. I'm Clayton McKee, right here alongside Kat Carlson and Al Perkins. It's just the three of us so far, but then again, that's normal.
I mean, right. Yeah, you never know. It's not quarter after seven. Right. So,
so people may still be joining us, and we believe it's Marnie Ryer. We're not sure. We didn't get a specific email saying, but if not, that chair will just remain vacant for the remaining 3 hours. But your radio or iPod or phone will not be vacant. We'll be here with you for the next 3 hours to enjoy and tolerate, just like you do each and every week. This is. From where we are, it's July 7th, 2015. This is show 222. There's Marnie Ryer right on cue as she walks in the old door. Oh, my heaven's sakes.
Hi.
It is a brisk and chilly time here in the old Valley of the Sun where we're coming to you. It is currently 104 degrees, which isn't nearly as bad as 112.
It's fairly pleasant.
It's kind of normal, yeah. Really. It's good for us.
You're not even at ice cream temperatures. So I always say after 105, any ice cream is justified eating.
Oh, okay.
You're just helping yourself.
I never realized you had to justify the eating of ice cream. I've never done that.
On a daily basis, yes.
But I still not following you, but okay.
So the fact that I had an ice cream sandwich for lunch,
perfectly appropriate.
Oh, absolutely.
Acceptable. I think so too.
Sure. Yeah. Just a standard old-style ice cream sandwich?
Yeah, with the vanilla in the middle and the two chocolate wafers on the outside.
Well, sometimes people go crazy and they do fancy, yeah. But I appreciate the original
I don't go terribly crazy on the ice cream sandwich. I like the original. I like the minis as well, the little two-biters.
Oh, I did not know.
Just a taste.
Yeah, almost like sliders. Those are like ice cream sliders.
Which is why I eat them four at a time.
Carry the one. Yes, that is right. Something.
Now, a momentous occasion has just happened here in my Adobe Hacienda. Al Perkins made coffee.
I forgot about it again.
In my kitchen. He has made coffee. Now, the coffee maker donated by my mom. Coffee came from down the street at Lux Coffee. And you broke the mold or broke the... What are you going to call it here
Pop
in the house?
Cherries,
Pop the cherry. Yeah, I guess in my kitchen. I don't think, and I might be wrong, but in the entire time I've lived in this house, I don't recall if coffee's ever been made in a brewer. Michael had that other thing.
He had the
right, but in an actual auto drip coffee maker, I don't know that I've ever, because I'm not really a coffee drinker.
Do you live with aliens?
I was saying, request coffee in the morning?
I'm just not. That's not a part of this household.
That's not a part of your shtick.
When Fernando lived here, he wasn't a big coffee person. Mm-hmm. Then Michael lived here, and he did that. He had that thing where you pop the pod in and did all that. So now we've made it, and then Al's forgotten about it. So at some point, you're going to take a run to the kitchen and get yourself
a
coffee. I might have to take one too, just to see. How
just
it went
to say
here.
You had one?
I did. Yeah. I had it here in the old house. Marnie, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Hi.
Thank you.
What car are you driving?
The Subaru.
Oh, and how?
Hey, it's alive!
It's alive!
How are things in Rouville?
Things are good. Things are running.
Yeah?
That's good.
Things are running. Things are good. It just sounds loud to me, but...
It sounds loud to you?
Yeah, it sounds like a... I don't know. Weird sound, but we'll work on that later. As long as it runs, it can sound however it wants at this
point. You look very tan.
Well,
yeah,
I look very big.
You do.
I have a tan, too. Instead of a sleeve...
Go.
I have
look
a
at
tan
that.
Too from nice. Being a. I like usually it's just my ring line.
Yeah,
but then I had this on, and when we were out whale watching.
I think it's
and
called
by that,
farmer's
I don't
tan.
Mean looking in the mirror. But we were out doing that.
Oh, self deprecating humor is always a winner.
But needless to say, I did not dress appropriately for it.
Doesn't matter. You had a good time.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Now, at one point, you were way too damn close to sharks.
Oh, you have no idea.
No, I saw the picture.
We thought of him. We thought of Al at big time because we were like, well, he would be happy. Aaron still went and swam in the damn ocean. And I thought, I love you, an idiot. Are you kidding me? I would
couple,
not.
Couple extra sharks this year.
I assume she didn't get eaten by a shark.
No. She was face-to-face with the sea lion, though, and had a chat and was very excited about that.
Those are kind of large. And
but
kind of what you don't want to see. Where you're
swimming. Well, I don't want
to. Do sea lions attack, or they just go?
No, it's you're swimming in shark bait.
Carnivorous, yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's the kicker.
We don't swim with them.
Where we saw the sharks, and it was very fun because the captain even came like running down and was like, "Yeah, guys, this is a one in a million. I've not seen this. This is fantastic." I said, "Go to South Carolina," but apparently, with him being out there for all of his years, he had never seen sharks that close up, and there were like four or five of them because they're in a pack. And I thought
they sell them that way. They sell
apparently.
Them in a pack.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, they do. But they were
like
they
sliders.
They were not small, and truly, you could see from where Aaron was taking the picture. And I got some really good ones too with my camera. That was something to see them that close and.
Kicking off your own Shark Week out there.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
On the sure left
did.
Coast.
We sure did. So, but it was just gorgeous, gorgeous. And it just takes your breath away to see that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That close up and just to realize the danger, the true danger
you're
of
in
the
their
water.
House.
You're in their house. Yeah. That's right. That's right. And some asshole was out there in a catamaran, like this catamaran thing. It had a little motor on it, and he kept running around in a circle. He's like, oh, I'm going to find... I thought the captain was going to jump in the water and go and just kind of punch him and get back in because he was being so rude and disrespectful to the life in the water. I mean, to their house.
Mm-hmm.
And just going over this shark, and I thought, again, you're an idiot. Stop pissing it off.
There's lots of idiots.
Have you seen Jaws? It comes out.
They attack from below. I don't know if you know this, but research has proven.
Oh, and another guy in just a kayak. He's out there just going, well, he's been circling me for hours. Well, sir.
They're like bees.
I suppose it reaches a point where you're just like, hey, shit, I can do about
it. It's called survival of the fittest.
Yeah, right.
Sorry that you didn't win, sir.
Yeah. it's called a food chain. I felt better
being in a really big boat as opposed to the kayak. So, but I thought, well, good on you. I hope that you stay upright, sir.
They have been attacking kayaks too,
and they always stay alive until they don't.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So. I was watching some Shark Week kind of bullshit last night, and like the moral of the story, you know, it was all these people that were diving in shark infested waters for whatever shellfish bullshit, and at the very end, it was like, oh yeah, this guy we've been talking to the whole episode dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Ate by sharks.
Sure.
Never seen or heard from again.
Oh.
Dead. I was like,
oh, that's from last year.
Yeah, it is from last year.
Where's Charlie?
No shit. Oh, they're just literally on a shoot.
Nom,
they
nom,
lose
nom,
him.
Nom,
yeah,
nom.
He gets
dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
He gets dead.
Yeah. He gets dead. And his.
Oh, wow.
Was it his brother that had died many years ago or someone? Mm.
Somebody that he knew. I may have been slightly intoxicated while I was watching it.
Because
so.
he like tells a story about knowing somebody, and then he gets in the water and they're looking for
abalone.
Abalone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're gathering abalones, and it's very dangerous where they go. But the money is so lucrative that the people go down and do it.
And for those people like me who don't know what an abalone is, please enlighten.
It's this big shellfish.
Shellfish.
Oh, okay.
Snail.
Got it.
And you open it up, and it's very expensive. And the shell is beautiful. The from what I understand, the eating of it is quite delicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tasty, maybe, right? But, I don't know, but yeah, it referenced like hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars that they would make in a season.
Okay.
To dive down and get down. It's so worth the money.
Should they live?
Well, yeah. Sure. And in the event that you don't die.
And they have a watch. Don't they have a spotter on the boat looking for sharks?
Yeah, they've got a guy like all the way up top, like looking out for sharks. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's a guy that goes down and like pulls all the shit off the bottom. And there's like a hose that they have to mind. And there was a lot of dramatic music about, oh my God, the hose is close to the prop. And I'm like, really? Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. And the commercial break. And I was like, oh.
Just
Shark
missed it.
Week.
And last year,
like, lift the motor, dipshit.
Hey, that's a good one. Trim it up. Come on. There you go.
But yeah.
Well, anyway, needless to say, it was really cool. So,
well, this year they had a kid. They had wonderful. A kid on the boat.
He was telling this story yesterday.
They have a little kid that, and he did a big thing about getting shark fin off of soup menus in Massachusetts, and having to stop being put into medicines. Into like I think it's a chi- I think it's Chinese herbs Sh- that
yeah,
uses
Chinese
them.
Do a lot of shark fin stuff.
So they have it's a protected species. Well, now they've stopped accepting it, which stops poachers in different parts. And in some parts of the country, I've actually eaten shark steak a long, long time ago. In the 90s, I had a shark steak, and it was spectacular.
Yum.
yeah, it was delicious.
I wouldn't be having that. I tried calamari. So that kid, was awful. That,
it depends on how you make it. Depends on good calamari.
How it's made. To me, the last time I had calamari, it was a little chewier than I cared for.
Yeah.
But I've had calamari that's been really, really good. Well,
but
prepared.
I don't eat. I'm not a seafood kind of person. Yeah. So then I was just trying, you know, like I had a some sushi that was really good, not just California roll, and because that's my usual. Mm-hmm. I had sushi,
mm-hmm.
and this was pretty good.
I feel like
good.
It qualifies.
Yeah, maybe. I think so.
You got it from a sushi chef.
Right? But the
legit to me.
But to have that calamari was it was interesting, and I'm okay with the not have. I think you all should enjoy it.
I love it.
I do enjoy it.
Lightly fried with a nice marinara sauce on the side,
and that's how it was. And all of that was delightful. But the chewing on it was
It's like an onion ring.
It was like an onion ring, except the last batch I had was like chewy onion rings. Like, it wasn't completely
rubber.
Done. Yeah, rubbery.
Rubbery.
Yes.
That's what it's squid. Like,
but anyway.
And then Aaron had tentacle things, and I thought, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm not doing good. Tentacle things.
I feel like tentacles are nope.
Not okay.
A lot of nope.
Not
there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The tard that you're talking about.
Richard.
He's the one from South. Is it the kid from South Africa that they all say he does questionable things to get near the shark? He went in the ghost cage the other day and, like, the door didn't work. They had never tested it.
That just all feels stupid to me.
Stupid
but they got, I mean, the pictures they got were beautiful. Oh,
sure. Every time I watch Shark Week, somewhere in the back of my head, I just hear somebody scream, "Get out of the water!"
That'd be me. If I was on that boat, I'd be like, I don't care what you signed, what waiver you signed, and we're not liable, but get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
First of all, if your intention is to find the sharks, I'm not getting on your boat. Like, that's rule number one. Rule number two, if we accidentally see a shark, if we're not going the other way,
real fast,
there's going to be a mutiny. And by mutiny, I mean I'm going to toss your dumbass overboard and I'm going to drive the boat home.
Good luck. All the best.
Not a bad idea.
May the odds ever be in your favor.
Yeah. Well, now it turns out that I'll tell a story later, but go ahead. What did you do this week?
What did I do? I didn't do a whole lot. I ended up dog sitting over the weekend, which was horribly exciting.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah. No, a friend of mine was getting ready to go to California, and then all of a sudden was panicking because, forgot to find a place to board the dog, and it's 4th of July weekend.
Oh God,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so she's like, oh, my God, we might have to cancel our trip and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, do you want me to watch your dog? Yes, okay. Would you do that? Yeah.
Is this right. Passive-aggressive nightmare?
Right, is this coming to me? No, and it wasn't a passive-aggressive nightmare. It was just it was a lot of, like, flailing and panic, and I'm like, do you want me to watch your dog? Yeah. But then we found out after the first night that the dog was not a good overnight guest. So luckily she lives nearby, and so I would take the dog home at night and bring it back.
I thought that was good.
Yeah, it turned out to be a good plan. But other than that, we have... I sometimes forget how many people listen and don't interact.
Yeah.
I was at
some
work.
Of us are here in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't listen anymore. Yeah. No, that's silly.
Pshaw.
No, I was at work last week, and a couple of fellas named RJ and Derek were telling me about how they listen, and they think I'm just funny as fuck. They think that you all should shut up a little bit.
They're drinkers?
And I should talk. So they drink. Yeah,
okay.
They drink.
Just checking.
But like, Kat, you need to talk more because you're funny. And I was like, I know. You know what? I'll tell them. I'm going to bring that up at the next meeting.
See that flies on the flagpole there?
And then I got a listener by the name of Bridget found me on Facebook, which was very cool. So welcome, Bridget. We're excited to know everybody that listens and tunes in. So if you are listening and not interacting, you know, feel free to reach out to us and you can email
not
us.
Not too close.
Yeah, well, right. Just the
keep
tip.
Keep your distance.
Just the tip.
Yes.
But yeah, send us emails and social media like Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Let us know because we actually do love hearing that you're out there listening.
Totally do. And if you like the Facebook pages, in fact, Mina, who's in the chat room right now, I got the notification that you liked our Facebook page as well. So that's always very cool. It's amazing. It continues to be amazing to me. How many people from around the world find us, and however you find us, I don't know. I love to hear the stories about that. If you just stumbled on us, or you have a gay friend somewhere that alerted you, or did you just do? I hear often just a Google search for gay talk shows, and we pop up. So
gays that don't shut up. For 50.
So anyway, you find us. I thank you for doing it, but I always find it interesting how many more people from around the world listen to us than actually in our own backyard. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there are a few here locally that
a
do
few
know
here
us.
Locally that can still stand the sound of our various voices.
Right. I just find it interesting how many people around the world are just starved for mediocre entertainment.
Right.
It goes a distance. It goes a long way.
We do. 24/7 on that goddamn app. You can listen to us all day and all night.
Now, Jenny, did you stumble because you were drinking or...
Oh, that's a good plan.
You know, come more clumsy.
On the TuneIn Radio app. Very good. And thankfully, I didn't realize the TuneIn app had gone down for some time until Kat told me. We did the research and found out what the problem was, and bam, we were back up and live. So not only can you listen to us directly from our website at qtalkamerica.com, or if you've got the TuneIn app, just search for QTalk on that, and boom, you're live wherever you got it.
We're back in business.
I listen on iTunes podcasts.
Yeah.
Or Apple Podcasts.
There's those. There's that, too. You can be force-fed down to your iDevice right then and there if you want that. Countries listening, obviously, United States, Thailand, Canada, Kenya, and the United Arab Emirates. Currently listening out there. That's on the audio-only feed. So if you are joining us in the video chat room, or in the video, just join in the chat room and let us know where you are. Thank you so much. Yeah. Marnie Ryer, you were on vacay.
We were on vacay, and... just, you know, came back and just trying to get back in the swing of things. It was lovely.
When did you get back in town?
Last Thursday, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been back for a little bit.
Got it.
But we got back, and you know, it was wonderful. We were in San Francisco for the first Thursday night. We got in, and Friday then the SCOTUS ruling. So to be in San Francisco for that was remarkable. Really quite remarkable.
So when
would you have rather been in Tennessee or somewhere where you could enjoy your religious freedom?
When that was announced, or would you? Well, I don't know if you were up that early in the morning, because it would have been quite early in San Fran. Right. So where were you guys, or where did you first go, and what was happening? Like, what was the mood?
So the first thing, which was my absolute favorite, was that Aaron's phone was blowing up that morning, Friday morning. It was blowing up. And it was her family and some friends that she's worked with. And congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. And I'm like,
huh. like she single-handedly did it.
Yeah, well, you know, good for you. This
good
is
work,
awesome.
Aaron.
Well done. And then I looked over and I said, what is all that? What's happening on your phone? And she said, oh, it was my mom and it was my dad and it was her sister and brother and like fucking everybody. And then I looked at my phone and I said, well, my long guy texted me and said he's going to be there this morning. and I'm like, I've been getting way longer than you.
Yeah, well, not because of marriage equality.
Right.
I'm coming to mow your lawn to celebrate marriage equality. Be there at 5.
Like, what the hell? So it was very funny.
Dyke's like, you got to have a good yard.
Yeah. That's right. Well, and I think that might be kind of the why, though, because you said something about I've been gay way longer than you. I think as the junior congressperson from your district.
Thank you.
You know, her people are maybe a little bit more excited about the gay.
You're right. You're
than,
right.
You know, somebody who's been out for a number of years.
You're right.
You know,
you're right. And my friends that I have, I do appreciate that. The friends that I have back in Minnesota that would have been, you know, much really that were excited about it. Have been just waiting for this. They're like, sure.
We cheered and celebrated through a lot of states too.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
you know, we were. I hopefully not arrogantly so, but fairly confident that the Supreme Court was going to come. Like, everybody was a little bit nervous, but everybody was like,
I feel like this will be good.
I feel like this is the one.
But then we went down to Castro, and it really was. It was raining something.
God bless Mother Nature.
You know, and Jenny is right. Happy birthday, Jenny, for the 26th, and to have that have come down. But, you know, what surprised me was that there wasn't as much fanfare about it as I thought.
Even being, like, Pride weekend?
Being right there, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And as there, it was a wonderful feeling being there and, like, going into the Photoshop and, like, talking Harvey Milk store, which is the HRC store, on Ian Castro now, and going in there and talking to the folks that work there about the fact that someone still lives upstairs and they were partying up there, and so you heard that, and all I could think was, what would Harvey Milk do? And that's, I put a thing on Facebook about that, and actually sent out a tweet, my second tweet
I feel like I saw that.
And Harvey Milk Foundation retweeted and liked it. And don't think I didn't about shit myself on that one.
Okay. Oh,
I don't even know what any of that means, but I was so excited.
You're famous now, is what that means.
I loved it. And a couple other people retweeted it. Then there was...
I feel like there were multi-tweets happening.
There was a lot of tweets.
Where were your hands?
Yeah.
Inside the car at all times. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just ignore that. But then on, we were there for the parade, which went on for 7 hours. I think that lasted like 7 and some hours. It was only supposed to be 3 or 4. But Apple alone, it was something to see. But Jesus, it was 5,000 people for Apple.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was just this amazing. It just kept going and going. It just really, really, really something. Harvey Milk, they came out. There was a sign for Harvey Milk and maybe 20 people behind that sign marching. And then there was one other kind of mention of throwback, except for this great picture. I got some great pictures that you guys love. Mm-hmm. Of the seniors, you know, like the gray and gay lead the way and, you know, all this. And it was pretty cool.
Oh, Clayton, you'd have
picked right in. I was waiting.
It was softball size out there. Somebody had
to. I took my hat off and I bowed gracefully.
Next year in Phoenix Pride Parade, we'll be welcoming the gray gay here to stay as long as the oxygen holds out. Yeah. There we go.
Oh my God, we need to find somebody to organize them.
They had
Kat Carlson Memorial.
Gray and gay. We're not dead.
Yeah.
They're the ones that'd be really offended.
Yes.
But they had one sign out there that listed the number of people who had passed away from AIDS or AIDS complications. And yet, again, very maybe 50 people behind that line marching with that group. And then everything else was really quite corporate. There were 239 groups marching, and did not have we left at 170 something. We were like, we can't.
We ran out of beer.
Like, Toronto's Gay Pride, and it was like Showtime had a float, but up there it's called Showplace in Canada.
Netflix had one, and you're like,
okay, TV networks are in this thing, and the fire department's float in the Toronto Pride was huge. Like it. I felt like, I hope nothing's burning because...
Sure.
These are actors, or Molly, you in danger, girl. Yeah.
Well, and the stuff that was just amazing, when you ask about like the feeling and kind of what it was like with the float going by the car going by that had Jim, and I'm going to mispronounce his name, forgive me everyone, Olbergson?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Him. Sorry, I always screw up his name. But him going by with just tears in his eyes, you just kind of wanted to run and hug him and be like, thank you, and I'm sorry for your loss, and just all of it. I mean, it was really wonderful, though. Wonderful. And so that feeling. But when we saw Tasty from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, wow.
And she was wearing a shirt that said Pinot Noir Caviar.
Mid-sized car. Yeah,
they had all of Netflix, and so they had a fake impersonator. They had an impersonator for your boy
Titus
Andromeda, and then another one for
mid-sized car.
Oh God,
Pinot Noir mid-sized car.
It was very fun though, very very fun.
Pinot Noir. I just watched that the other day as I was like mopping the bar because I turn on Netflix when I'm cleaning up, and I just turned that on and saw that episode.
So anyway, that's all.
Mid-sized car sticks with me every time too. I'm dying.
Yeah, oh my God, you just can't get enough of it. It's an ode to the Black Phoenix. Of course. I never doubted you.
I'm gonna look up the rest of the
lyrics. That's all you need is Pinot Noir,
mid-sized car. Right. Well, no, but there's other funny ones. Oh, I'm going to look up the lyrics.
You guys have a lot of fun with your stuff there.
I can't believe that. Well, there's so many things I can't believe you don't watch, but Just to sit in my that one's sit good. In my home and giggle my ass off.
Right.
You don't have to be popular.
No. What'd you do, McKee?
Caviar.
We haven't got to, we're just going to pass you over.
I worked a lot and then I got drunk a couple times and I passed out.
Last night was a you did a pretty good one last night. You did a
well, tied one on.
Well, we went last night. Not just the three of us, but Al, Jason Carlton, and I went to the BS West for the 51st annual birthday celebration for Mike Fornelli.
Nice.
So we went over and hung out with him for a while, which was very cool to see him. And then what wound up happening was exactly what I wanted, because I always feel like getting Al out. First of all, it's not often. You get him out, and then you get him out with people who are from his past.
Sure.
So I was, it took a little while to get over that, the hump, and then once he got there, he made his peace with the smoker's patio, and then just sat there, and it was, hey, do you remember, do you remember, do you remember? Right. And Fornelli, for some reason, has every picture on his phone starting back from like 86.
Oh my God.
So
it's
he kept
the cloud.
He kept showing him, well, somebody had to scan those fucking pictures somewhere along the way.
And he's always been good with pictures.
So, he was bringing up pictures of this one in every person, every group of people, and then they just told horrible stories about everybody.
Good.
And it was joyous. It was really joyous to
because we didn't drink while we worked. We never drank and worked. I think like there was a couple of New Year's Eve there was one New Year's Eve where the power went out and we didn't think the power was coming back, so we got smashed and the power came back on at like 11:30. We're like,
oh, damn. Right.
Like we be fucked.
Mm-hmm.
But
you survived.
Yeah, it was fun. And
it's not a one of us in town that couldn't do it hammered. We just don't like to.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
Just and don't like to.
The vodka was flowing like water, and then like I was having a charming conversation, and then like the veil of blackout just came upon me. And I remember like Uber will get us home. And then I don't remember getting into the Uber car. I don't remember saying goodbye to anybody. I don't remember getting home. I do remember, like, thinking, I'm going to go get Mexican food. And, like, walking up and down my driveway going, it's the damnedest thing. My car's not here.
Thank God.
Left the car in the old parking garage there at the BNS. So the three of us get in the Uber on the way back. And for some reason, he decided... Well, Jason in the back yells to the driver that he wants music of some sort because there was none. So he found K-Jazz, which I was thrilled with because it wasn't rap anything and it was just a nice chill music.
Sure.
So this one decides, Al decides that we're on NPR. So every single thing was something about your dusty muffin. And then it became npr.muffin.org. He was .orging every fucking thing he said all the way. And he would sing and then he would chime in with the jazz and he would do this. It was just so funny. And then we got closer to Central Phoenix and he started telling him by way of how many traffic lights you had to go through to get to the left turn. And I'm like, just ignore him.
Or you could just look at the big green sign that says 15th Avenue.
Yeah, no. So I was like, it's not three lights, it's five. So just keep driving. We'll get you there. It's quite all right. And then he dances. This is better. He gets out of the Uber. It was a big, one of the big Suburbans. He gets out of the Uber and then dances from the Uber. Like Al's little white woman dance does this. All the way. He does this all the way up. And Carlton's like, can we wait until he gets inside just to make sure? And Uber's like, I don't care.
So Uber doesn't give a shit.
We're still smooth jazzing in the Uber. And Jason's just got his own thing. And he's doing this. And he gets to the door. And he opens the door. And as the door opens, he does the little shuffle back. And then he does the shuffle forward. He opens the second door. And then he shuffles. And then he turns. And he does the big shimmy.
Oh,
then he's inside. And we're like...
Well done.
Time to go.
Al's
right.
Home.
Next caller.
Well done.
It was an enjoyable thing.
I love it.
I know, but
well,
I
was a medically needed blackout then.
For
my first dance performance in downtown Phoenix.
But
I'm sad that I missed it.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
I am too.
I'm really sorry because I did. I woke up from my own alcohol-induced nap.
Yeah.
I looked at the Facebooks and said, oh,
people are having fun.
The boys are down at BS West. That's not far from my house. It's kind of far from my house. But it's not far from my house at all. I think I'll just, hey, babe, I think I'm going to go to BS West. Oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Still drunk.
I'm talking to a dog.
Still drunk.
Not talking to a dog.
And talking to the dog.
You're not Sharon, are you? You're not Sharon at all.
Like her.
I think I'm going to miss you most of all, dog.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's called St. Uber.
Yeah, well, there's that. Marnie, as you were telling the story briefly about how things were in San Francisco, what I had envisioned in my head was that it was going to be, you know, this orchestrated dance thing where people all come out and they're singing. It's a brand new day from The Wiz.
I like it.
I would have enjoyed
everyone
that.
Walking out of their door. No, I did not see that. No, but that would have been nice.
Because it's such an uplifting song. Especially when Nipsey Russell comes in.
Everybody, the sun is shining just for us.
Everybody wake up.
And burn a new to happiness. Hello world. It's like a different way
of living now. Oh, this is from the Broadway show. That's Stephanie Mills.
Oh, it says it's from the soundtrack.
The Broadway soundtrack.
But I don't know that it's... Whatever. iTunes identifies shit weird sometimes.
The other one says original movie soundtrack.
Right, but it shows the exact same two album covers according to this. So, you know, whatever.
I just know when I listen to some.
I enjoy either version.
Written by Mr. Luther Vandross.
So, oh, I did not realize.
Just that one song.
Brand New Day.
Yep.
Did he ever record it himself?
It's called Everybody Rejoice.
Did he record it himself?
I don't know. And I actually lost a bet on that on a cruise ship.
I'm going to write that down.
Because somebody was trying to tell me, and I'm like,
I don't know.
And I'm like, no, that show was not written by Luther Vandross. So, like, no, not the show, just that one song was written by him. And I completely, completely lost that bet.
Consciousness. Oh.
Yeah. And I also lost consciousness.
I forgot what story we were on. Sorry.
Wow. No.
Well, a lot of them end the same way. And then I passed out. I got belligerent, yelled about a show tune, and fell asleep.
Right. I feel like that's a reoccurring theme.
Isn't that every month?
Mr. Perkins, we're sensing a pattern here.
Only because I told you.
I like it. I like it.
Can I, Boogie? What kind of an asshole question is that?
Can you? You should and often do.
They were talking about the show that we were talking about, that Bette Midler concert, and I guess that line was on a loop.
Oh, yeah.
Can I, Boogie? What kind of an asshole question is that?
Oh, sometimes things get hung up. In fact, I need to check that and clear out some old episodes now that I think about it.
There's hundreds of the motherfuckers.
Oh, no, no. But there's only 20 ever live in the queue that repeat.
No, I mean, but just you the can fact
go,
that there's...
You can go back and dig if you want to dig and get to that stuff. But no, there's only about 20 that are live.
Well, if you're digging way back, go back to the original Moonshine. The fur is flying.
Well, they come up because they're all on like memories. I loaded up that memories page. Yeah. So like every day a show, there's a show that comes up as a memory, or there's a show coming up, or there's a drunken stupor moment on there, or I'll read something that I wrote drunken belligerent, and I'm like, oh dear God.
Amina has a question. Mr. Perkins, do you yell in falsetto? A falsetto child.
No, he thinks he's Pee Wee Herman.
I do everything in falsetto.
Good work.
That is enjoyable. I never quite thought of you as Pee Wee, but I get it now.
Yeah.
So much more makes sense now than it did.
I'm just sweating like a pig. Like the liquor is still just pouring out.
It must be, because I can't help you with anything else right now.
Just put some more in,
show?
It'll be fine. Richard, the Nantucket Show is good, too.
Richard is asking about the Nantucket Show, and Love of God.
Oh, I don't remember what that one was called. No, we don't actually shout out that name just because we love Katie June. If you stumble upon it, good.
Oh, yeah. Nantucket typically always has somebody with
that. That was like her first or second show.
Yeah, it was early on.
She got wasted and told way too much about Nantucket, communicable diseases, and how being a whore is fun.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag whores are fun.
Whores are.
Hi, Ron Rogers.
Yes. Ra-Ra's on his way back to town. By the way,
is he on his way back already?
He should be because he works tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. But I know Ron's not listening. But anyway, condolences to Ron. Lost a grandmother, if I'm not mistaken, over this past week in New Mexico, is what I think where she lived.
That's where he was headed.
On his way back. But by the way.
But the guard dog is at his house.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
ready
yeah, yeah.
to attack.
And the armed marine who sometimes...
If anybody is... And I should get pictures of it and post it on our Facebook page. For those of you who are not friends with Ron Rogers, because he's a local kind of a bar...
Celebrity
legend.
Star tender.
That's what I was looking for.
Celebrity.
Ron has this... He always does a mohawk all the time. Grows his hair out.
Did you see the 4th of July one?
He does a mohawk in various colors. But his mohawk for the 4th wins.
Outstanding.
Yeah. It was phenomenal.
Yeah. I actually thought he was standing in front of something.
Another
picture of a Mohawk, and
just outstanding. Like,
no.
It looked so unreal.
So cool, because he did, it was white with blue plate put over it, had stars. The blue and the stars, like the star field on one side. Yeah, the other side was red with a little white accent. God, it was cool. I'll get pictures. Because America.
Yeah, he said that took way longer than it should have and may or may not have tested his relationship.
Oh.
By his own admission. Great. Like he'll tell that out loud to you. He says, you know, that was kind of a big test.
But it was fantastic. It was
it turned out really, really cool.
Okay, 7:35, kids. We're coming right back with some headlines and other things because that's what we do here on Q-Talk America.
You're listening to Q-Talk America.
And now, we dance.
Is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Alrighty, kids, here we go. Show 222, July 7th. Here's some headlines coming directly at you by way of us. You're welcome. Brent One Photography in support of gay marriage.
Pop that balloon.
Pop tarts, now a crime.
Some of the worst words ever.
Up, up, and oh crap.
Masturbating on the subway.
Michigan police post a squirrely mugshot.
And one other story.
And the grammar police are not playing. Seriously. These and other stories coming right now. Well, I only sense two that we probably have a crossover on.
Sometimes I'm very confused by the headlines.
What? How do you think? I am, and I'm reading them.
Oh.
Well, Brentwood Photography supports gay marriage, and you can check them out at brentwoodphotography.com, but I'm going to read to you a little, I guess it was, I don't know if it's a Facebook message that came in to them, and then the response from Brentwood Photography in light of the, this was posted, I guess, right before or right after the SCOTUS came down and said that gay marriage was for everybody. Oh, you get gay marriage and you get gay marriage. Well, the inbound message goes as such. Greetings, Brentwood. We would like to inform you that we will not, in all caps, not be using your services for our wedding. My fiance and I support traditional marriage between a man and woman and don't want our money going to places that support otherwise. And secondly, I would like to inquire on how we can get our retainer back from you. Thank you so much, Trisha. Well, Trish, here comes your response. Wow, I'm really not sure what to say here. I would say this disappoints me, but I actually find this to be a good thing because our company would now not like to do work with you as well. It's not that because you have a different view from us, but it's because since you don't like and support gay marriage, no one else should be able to have it, obviously. That's like me not liking broccoli and demanding that everyone else in the world should not have broccoli either. If you're not in favor of gay marriage, that's fine. Don't marry a woman or man, as the case may be. Personally, I was taught not to judge others and to love everyone else, so I will try not to judge you here and say anything more as to my opinion of you or the situation. Now, at Brentwood Photography, we see love in all forms. Now, as far as your retainer goes, I hope that you'll read the first article in the contract you sign stating that this retainer is non-refundable. But don't you worry. I'm not going to keep it. Because of this conversation, I have decided to donate your $1,500 to GLAAD, a group created to help and support gay rights. So let me be the first to say, Trisha, thank you very much for your donation and support of this great cause. I couldn't have done it without you or your money. Sincerely and with love, Brentwood Photography.
Good job, Brentwood Photography.
God love them.
I want to go have photography done by them just because of that.
Well, and you know what? Stop shouting into the wind. Like, that's a really good example of, like, don't fight with these fucking people anymore. We won. We're done. Stop shouting at the assholes. Yeah. Just smile and walk away. Just be done, be done, be done.
Hand them their Confederate flag.
That's a great way. Yeah. Just thank you. Goodbye.
I
don't agree with your lifestyle of hate, but yeah. I still love you. Goodbye.
I just love that.
If you,
be sure to read that first paragraph because it clearly states non-refundable.
But I'm not going to keep it.
Right. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I love that. Was fantastic.
And the judgment came down in Oregon today I don't know if it came down today.
The cake people?
The cake people got sued $135,000, which is excessive, but you also broke a state law about prejudice.
Yeah.
About discrimination. Like, it came with a fine.
Yeah.
And so there was an interesting conversation because what's her name? Kirk Cameron's sister.
Oh, Candace Cameron on The View.
The View.
Stab her in the face.
And the worst part was is Raven Simone, not a bright girl by any stretch of the imagination.
I mean, some bulbs are dimmer than others.
But she's out and she's out and gay. And I think she's working on Proud. Like, but she did recently come out in some
Raven,
way.
Yeah.
But then kind of like went back in.
Yeah, kind of came out and was like, yeah, maybe I am, but shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was just not having it. Like, plus a black woman who's gay was just not going to have someone tell her about, like...
Not going to have Candace fucking Cameron.
The strife of life.
Yeah, tell her about all the woes of being her truly held religious beliefs. And it was it was insulting on both parts. And it almost turned into, like, a slap fest. Because what's her butt? The least smart of the two, Raven Simone,
okay.
Was like, she's like, do not shush me. She's like, I'm not shushing you. I said, but she was like, telling her, like, wrapping it. And then she, like, completely turned her back to her, like, nuh-uh, we're not, like, this will not be had.
Oh.
She's like, well, can't we all just, she's like, no, you can't say you don't like me. She's like, you can't, like, just, like, right. you can't pretend
just sit next to me at the table and say, I don't believe that you should be covered under non-discrimination laws. Yeah. I don't believe that should have to...
Right, and it was a very interesting back and forth between people who just have not refined their conversation skills.
Mm.
And I don't know why they keep flaunting out this Cameron chick, because she admits all the time that she raised her children and really doesn't pay attention to current events. Mm-hmm. Like, she said in a couple of episodes back that she was on that she just lets people tell her who to vote for because she wasn't paying attention. Like, you don't get to be part of the conversation if you're
right. If you're not paying attention,
if you're not educated about it.
So,
I just read something about the cake people and the breakdown of all that because it wasn't all litigious. Like the couple that was
Molly.
I almost choked in my coffee.
Molly Montgomery's in the chat room and she says, "I'd pay almost any amount of money to charity to be able to slap the shit out of Candace Cameron."
Molly, I agree.
Because Nicole Wallace isn't conservative enough.
But I love Nicole Wallace. I love Nicole.
Nicole Wallace is amazing, and she is educated, and she's reasonable, and she's fair, and you can tell like she's not a caricature.
Yeah, she's how the voice of she's how a conversation about two people that believe different things should go.
Right.
Like, she doesn't, like, it comes from a place of reasoning.
Sure. Like, okay, that sounds reasonable to me, but this is how it sounds reasonable
to me.
And then, like, that's your reasonable, and this is my reasonable, and that's okay that they're different.
Yeah, and, like, that's how you just knew that. She Nicole Wallace just loved that somebody else was just getting shot in the head for being a conservative.
Sure.
Yeah.
She's not just conservative, though. She's just stupid.
Candace Cameron. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
When she said I have no use for the Cameron.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
No.
So, but what were you saying about that? It's not all litigious.
It is not. It's not a case of, you know, Americans get shit on and sue and get lots of money. Like a lot of the, and in fact, most of that settlement is. And I was just looking for it because I was just reading it. It's not the Better Business Bureau, but it's similar. It's a regulatory organization in Oregon. That said, you know, the women that were discriminated against filed a complaint and said, hey, we think this is some bullshit. And so then the regulatory organization investigated and said, oh, yeah, this is some bullshit, and levied the fines.
Oh, okay. And then I think it's fine when you...
Like, it wasn't... These girls didn't go to small claims court and all this kind of stuff.
Oh,
no,
see,
now... They complained to the bureaucracy that's supposed to regulate... the non-discrimination laws, and then they stepped in and took care of it from
then that's perfectly appropriate. Yes. Like, and if you're paying fines, and I said, if you're paying fines for just pulling that bullshit, and Oregon has it on the books that sexual orientation is one of the protected groups that you can't discriminate against. So,
and that's where they got into trouble. And I think the fines or a portion of the fines do go to the women who started the whole thing. So they are going to go ahead and benefit from being discriminated against.
But don't worry, those crackers always start up some kind of GoFundMe campaign.
I mean, I'm surprised they haven't already.
Like, I mean, okay, go ahead. Yeah. I won't ask about your charities. You'll just tell me.
Oh, is there another story?
We have several.
There's a whole other segment.
I just did one. Moss
and
stories.
We milked it.
We went three different places with it.
Yeah.
And I have found my fourth story, and it was actually something that was asked about. But
well, let's shit on that later. No, let's do that.
No, I have probably a different take on what the U.S. women's soccer team.
Hashtag lady ball.
Do they not win in your story?
No, they don't. I still haven't watched it, so I don't know.
You better hurry.
It was so good. All right.
No, I did watch it. Are you
kidding story?
Me?
It's your story.
Come on. Yeah. So if you get a bunch of helium balloons and a chair, you too can fly across Canada.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
For real?
Up to, we'll call it, a Canadian lifted into the sky in a lawn chair by 100 balloons and then arrested upon landing. I thought of Richard and Chloe, like, right away. I thought... wonder if they're hearing too much of this. Right, didn't register his vehicle.
Right.
A dangerous stunt was performed by a Calgary man on Sunday, soaring high above the ground in an ordinary plastic chair attached to helium-filled balloons.
I'm so excited about this. Are there photos, like, on the internet?
There are, yes. The performer has been detained by police, he's charged with causing danger to life.
To life?
To life.
Was life overall affected by this?
Because they're a little more concerned in Canada. You can kill yourself for being stupid.
Yeah. And or if maybe all the balloons pop and the chair falls on people. That could be the other part.
Sure, uh-huh. Yeah. How are you going to land that fucker?
Right.
He
didn't land it. He landed himself. Right. In a Life Imitates Pixar's Up scenario, it reportedly took 110 large balloons, it says about 2 meters in diameter, to lift Daniel Boria, 26, skyward in a lawn chair.
Skyward.
He claims it took months to plan the stunt and that it was PR for his cleaning products company. Of course it was.
Of
course it was.
You didn't tell me that they were calling him Lawn Chair Larry.
Lawn Chair Larry. So he had a parachute on and planned to use it to descend on to the Stampede Park grounds, it says. It was incredible. It was the most surreal experience you can ever imagine. I was just by myself on a $20 lawn chair up in the sky above the clouds. As well as his own life, the stunt could have posed a danger to air traffic. That was the other piece, because he really was up there. At one point, he said he was looking up at the balloons, and they were popping. The chair was shaking, and he was looking down at his feet, dangling through the clouds at a 747 flight, taking off, and off and landing.
It's like being in the water over sharks.
Jesus,
but
yeah.
Different.
Similar.
Tower, we have about 150 balloons in front of us. Permission to divert.
I'm with them.
I think one of us took Molly last night. I wasn't going to admit to it, but now I see a lawn chair and balloons.
The daredevil got arrested upon landing.
That wasn't my pee.
but was released the next morning, and he was charged with one count of mischief causing danger to life. The hell?
Mischief.
Lofty lawn chair is the charge, sir.
Lofty lawn chair Larry at this point.
Wait, now, are there two lawn chair Larrys, or is this the second time that he's done this?
I think it's the second time it's been done, but I don't know if he did it. I don't know if it's the same guy.
Because
unless they were referring to him as that.
My internets say that on July 2nd in 1982, lawn chair Larry tied 42 helium balloons to a lawn chair and flew around in California.
May be why they were calling him.
It's Lawn Chair Larry, the sequel.
It's up to and Lawn Chair Larry,
Electric
the
Boogaloo.
Second.
Richard, you Canadians just need to catch up. Richard in the chat room said that this guy gives a bad reputation to Canadians. No, Canadians just need to get on board with hashtag America.
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 Hashtag Canada.
So yeah, here he's going, and he missed his touchdown where he intended to go, but he jumps off the chair, and there goes...
Like it was a giant swing, like when you launch yourself.
I gotta go now, and he had a parachute, and was able to land safely. But they could not prevent the balloons.
Where his name was changed.
So his plan was just to eject.
And the balloons rocketing up into the sky once he got out. Yeah. I mean, then they just took off.
So that was
the problem. And then what happens is those the higher in elevation the balloons go, they all eventually pop. Right. And then down
comes the chair.
The chair.
The
God,
rain washed the spider out.
God knows where the chair lands.
I think I know this song. Hold on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The estimated cost of this stunt, which I thought was interesting, this is where the cleaning company comes into play.
Okay.
Because
the makers of the chair were sued. I want to hear
that. Boya estimated.
Because of their deeply held religious beliefs. They didn't want to make that chair.
Was Rubbermaid involved in it?
He shit his pants and then he got stained out.
Exactly.
Shout it out.
A little spray in one. The cost of the stunt was
$20,000. Including cost of the chair?
Which includes hiring an airplane to carry a banner advertising his company to make circles around the stampede grounds where he was supposed to land,
okay,
but didn't.
All right.
Well, it's a good thing because it was a stampede there. You just said it.
That's true. Well done. Anyway, it was that just cracked me up that here all of the things that he was trying to accomplish didn't really happen. But $20,000 to do that, I thought, how fun. Why not?
I mean, if you've got $20,000 laying
to
around,
well
most of it, not a lot of it. If you hired an airplane and you had with the money you had left, you did.
Right.
Balloons, $24.99. Yeah. Lawn chair, $18.85.
Airplane with banner.
$19,275. Right.
It kind of would have been more fun if he had just tied himself and the chair to the plane and let it take off and just fly him around.
Mm-hmm. Now that's good times.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
It's like water skiing, but different.
Pop, pop, pop.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to find the link. There's a really charming movie from a few years ago.
Called
Up.
No. It's actually on this very topic. I know who the actor is. I've got to find out. I thought it was called... Yeah. Okay, you can keep saying it. It won't be true.
But it'll still be funny.
This fucker makes a
lot
of movies.
Like three more times of funny.
But I enjoyed that movie a lot because with Ed Asner as the old guy.
Yeah, I love that movie. But it was just... It started out, I thought it was just going to be this cute story, you know, like because they show the picture. It's a bad picture, but the balloons and it's so pretty.
Right?
And it's, you know, like, oh, this will be fun.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Yeah, right until the dead body
falls on
your head.
Can you just imagine sitting in the chair and you just...
Yeah,
you're in a goddamn chair, and there is nothing. I mean, yes, you have a backpack or a parachute on, but still, you're just like, wow, I am fucked.
You know,
especially when you hear the popping.
I wonder if he took like a beer koozie, if like the chair had a little holder.
Oh, well, like should
have. He had a beverage. Oh, yeah, that's a whole different way of a roadie. That's a skye.
I'm going to steal Aaron from LA's wit right now, and I'm going to say I feel the need. The need for a moderate rate of ascension.
Let's go fly a tard up through the atmosphere. Let's go fly a tard.
Through the atmosphere. Have you found the movie Keep going.
All right. The best part is because I have such OCD, I remember the movie that I saw that it was in the trailer. You know what I mean? Like I remember the movie I was sitting in. I know.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, don't try this at home, kid.
All right. Well, moving on. Well, they've been in the news a lot lately, and why not add just this fucked up story to it? Two South Carolina parents were arrested this week after forcing their 14-year-old daughter to live in a tent in the woods because she ate a Pop-Tart without permission, according to authorities.
Son of a bitch.
The Sumter County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday that James Drigger, 33, and his wife Crystal Drigger, 36, had been denying their child entrance to their home for two solid days, and she was expected to remain away from home for up to a week. The child was ordered by her parents to set up a tent in a wooded area known to be populated with wild hogs. Now, she was also provided with a single roll of toilet paper, a flashlight, a whistle, and a watch, police said. The teen girl was allegedly told by her parents to meet someone at a fence on the property or in the family's property at a specific times of the day if she wanted to receive any food. Now, her brother delivered her an open can of SpaghettiOs with a plastic spoon one afternoon, authorities said. The child was also left to fend for herself during severe thunderstorms that hit the town Thursday night, police said. The girl's grandmother called police after hearing that she was outside Thursday fending for her life. The grandmother went in the rain to take the child to her own home right around the corner, authorities said. After the child was returned home later Thursday night, the police talked with the parents. The child was sent back outside, apparently. In a follow-up on Friday, the police discovered the girl had been sent back to the very same tent more than a quarter of a mile from the home. Now, investigators also learned that during the previous month, the child had been sent from the home every day at 8 a.m. and prohibited to return home until 6 p.m. later that night. Quote, she couldn't return for any reason, police spokesman Braden Bunch said, not to get a drink, not to use the bathroom, not for anything. Bunch also said Sumter County had been experiencing heat issues during the month, with temperatures regularly surpassing 100 degrees, and in that area, it's going to be ludicrous humidity, so that's brutal. The Driggers have five other children, four of which were in the home at the time. Those siblings have been placed in the custody of their grandparents, while the 14-year-old girl is with the South Carolina Department of Social Services. We feel very confident that the parents were overstepping their bounds.
Very confident.
Bunch said, from trying to correct a child's behavior to true criminal punishment at this point. Both parents have been charged with a single count of unlawful neglect of a child, and more charges are possible as the investigation continues.
Now, I did walk out of the room for a moment, but most of the story that I've listened to kind of sounded like Summer when I was a kid. Like, get out of the house.
Yeah, but we were allowed to come home and go poop. Like, you didn't have to, like, go forage.
Sit in the woods.
Let me go back to a key phrase within this.
And they should be arrested for the SpaghettiOs.
No.
Those are delicious.
Here's the key phrase you might have missed.
I may have. Go.
The child was ordered by her parents to set up a tent in a wooded area known to be inhabited by wild hogs, and was provided with only a roll of toilet paper, a flashlight, and a whistle, and a watch, and then was told to meet someone at a fence on the family's property at a specific time to receive food if she wanted.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's not, like, we.
All right.
I left at 8 and didn't come, but it's
not
by
summer
choice.
Camp.
Yeah,
I get your summer camp reference, but no. We pitched a tent in the orchard. We could still see grandma's bedroom light from the house.
Yeah.
And if we needed to get there, we could. There were no hogs on our orchard back home, I do recall.
Wild or otherwise.
Right. Right.
As it were.
Right.
I do think like that could be a metaphor. So the movie was called Danny Deckchair. It was not very it was a good movie. It's a very charming.
Danny.
But the name is not I thought it was going to be a better title. Than sure. Danny Deckchair. But right. It makes fun of, without mentioning him, the original Larry the Cable. What was your guy's name?
Lawn Chair Larry.
It's like Larry the Cable. Larry the Cable
guy. It references him.
Similar.
But he really did do a lawn chair with balloons. And it's it's Reese Ifans. And he had a little, he's the dirty guy from Notting Hill with Julia Roberts.
Oh, right, yeah.
He had a little run of like fun movies. And that happened to be one of them. He had a really creepy one called Eternal Love.
That was a real
enduring
movie.
Love. It was Danny Deckchair?
No. But as bad as that sounded, I had to Google. I was channel surfing last night or the night before, and I came across a movie that I was sure was not a real movie, but they were broadcasting something on TV. And then I realized it was Brad Pitt, the movie called Johnny Suede
from
1990. God,
that happened.
Awful.
Yeah. That happened.
Horrible. I can't believe he made it out of that alive to have a wonderful career.
He's got a couple of stinkers in there.
That's God. It was
early
horrible.
On, yeah.
I just can't believe that movie. And
what's the one with peanut butter? The one where he tastes peanut butter for the first time.
Pinot Noir.
Caviar.
Mid-sized carve.
I don't know.
Meet Joe Black?
Bread?
That movie was awful.
Oh my God, that movie never ended.
Oh, I had forgotten about
Meet
that.
Joe Black. You are correct. Peanut Butter Man.
Everybody's blocked that out.
Oh, I had never seen it, but when I saw that Johnny Suede,
I wanted to slap everybody in the movie theater over that movie.
Wow.
It was.
That's a lot of slapping.
That was sad.
Right?
There wasn't a lot of people seeing it.
Way
did
sad.
You stretch first?
Yeah.
Did you stretch first? I think it's a completely viable question.
I feel like at a certain age, you need to remember to stretch before.
Yeah, you slap people. Yeah. I love it, Richard.
You wait
little.
Right there. Hang on. Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait. Ready?
Yeah, I'm going to do my shoulder.
Why,
Chicken Richard? Little said the sky is falling and it smells like shit.
He was up like the tard that he is. Human turd droppings don't sound appealing. No, they don't. Really, they don't.
Lawn chairs in the sky.
Well, he'd be like the girl that, remember, my favorite news story of all time, the girl that drove with a diaper on from
Texas to Florida.
Yeah. To shoot her boyfriend's lover or whatever.
The astronaut.
She at least had a diaper on. Yeah, planning, Larry. Put a fucking diaper on.
Oh my God, that was terrifying.
Isn't the air pollution in L.A. bad enough? Haven't these people suffered enough?
The people that just do stupid shit in the world.
Yeah.
Oh,
terrifying.
My gosh, in heaven. Let's do this first to get this out of the way, just so that we can.
And just for those playing at home, it's at least 7 heaping tablespoons of coffee into the coffee maker for a full pot. It's a little weak. Done.
Okay. Because mom uses
for 2 cups.
Mom uses an eighth of a cup.
Yeah.
Per 2 cups, I think.
For 2 cups, yeah. So if you've got a 12-cup pot, you
need 6 scoops. That's a 12-cup.
But it needed more than 6. This was 6 in a little.
Well, you just need a bigger scooper.
Give me bigger. Yeah, we're going to need a bigger scooper.
We're going to need a special locker for that hat.
We're going to need a
road tripping astronaut
It's still coffee. Hey, everybody, guess what? You've made it. The first hour's over with. Congratulate yourself for suffering through. My gosh. Next hour, sure to have no lawn chairs and probably...
And we'll be the poor,
less actual facts. Yeah. We'll be back. The drinking word's coming right after this. Stay with us.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good gosh. Al is making a run out of the studio to go get a refreshing beverage. Like, I think he needs ice at this point. Something. He's losing. He drank quality vodka last night and still is having some sort of a withdrawal or shakes. I'm not sure what's going on.
It's called a hangover.
I have ibuprofen.
It's okay. We all have them.
I have ibuprofen in the other end of the house if you should need it. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is 8 o'clock here in Central Phoenix. It's the show on Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee, where it is a lovely 102 degrees. Did anybody else here get rain like a son of a bitch this morning here in town?
I heard a rumor about
It lightning did and it rained did.
Yeah,
like crazy here.
Yesterday, the thunder and lightning was fantastic. It was so cool, but we didn't get any rain. That was yesterday, though.
Al got it in his house as well. But anyway, there we go. That's all that. For those of you who don't know how this works, I'm going to tell you, God damn it, how it works. It is the beginning of hour two, and what we do is we...
I like that Richard has a Clayton McKee jar at home for bottle caps and so on.
Yeah, he said everyone's going to do that.
Oh, we can
that.
Make it like Penny Can on Cougar Town. Like Penny Can!
But...
Yes.
Or bad bundle blunder, like on the Progressive commercial.
It was supposed to be the bitch jar for any time, because I don't like I just feel the word bitch is overused in the gay community. So anytime someone said bitch, I wanted them to put $1 in the jar.
Well, listen, bitch, I'm going to continue on with what I'm doing.
Okay.
It's called the drinking disclaimer, and it goes a little something like this.
And now a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom, and that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
In honor of Shark Week, our word is chumsicle.
Yes!
.org.
.org.
That's my new favorite made-up word.
You posted that the other day on the Facebook. So I thought it was funny.
I did, because of the dog sitting. I had access to actual cable for like a day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I had to go hang out with the cat for a minute too. So, yeah, I spent Sunday night just kind of, you know, hogging their cable. I got to watch wonderful things. I got to watch a little Shark Week. I got to watch a little Making of the Mob.
Now, would one of you feel be okay if I asked you to use the Chumsicle in a sentence so that people understand how to use it?
Okay.
Well, this right here is a 500-pound Chumsicle. Oh. We made this Chumsicle. It's made out of this kind of fish and some other kind of fish and maybe Charlie's leg. And then we wrap it all together with pieces.
And the best part is, it smells awful.
Yeah, it smells
You
awful.
Always hear, whenever someone describes the Chumsicle for the first time on Shark Week, and they obviously get like a pickle tub or something, like some big thing. And
we
they
have
just
big barrel.
And they put all the different fish parts in there that they don't use.
Right.
And then they must cut the plastic barrel away, and you're left with this thing to chum the water with.
Right.
But whenever they describe it for the first time, there's always somebody nearby. It's got to be a cameraman who's like, what the fuck is wrong with my life that I'm on this boat?
But sure.
Somebody always mumbles.
Smells awful. Smells awful.
And it came up this year. It was the guy that's standing there like pretending to be interested. Well, smells awful.
$29.95 feeds
they,
four.
They herk that in the water, and then the sharks come and eat Charlie's leg right off of the Chumsicle.
Right off the Chumsicle.
The Chumsicle. And maybe Charlie's
not
leg.
Not to be confused, do not take that H out. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah,
the Gumsicle.
Not okay.
I knew they weren't making the leap with you, so I had to.
Yeah, thank you.
Didn't,
thank you. I was
going to
wait
same.
For it. I was going to start counting. One, two.
Wait for it. No,
three.
But
there it is.
You want to get a fat girl in the water? You got to eat yourself a Chumsicle.
All right.
I'm gonna need a bigger boat.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Sure.
Oh my god.
All right, Marnie Ryer, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you. So, just to prove Americans. America. Are complete fucking idiots.
Hashtag America.
I didn't know we needed an update on this.
Well, just in case. Okay. Just in case anybody forgot. People and fireworks sometimes don't go hand in hand, and or your hands don't go hand in hand.
You become a human Chumsicle.
They also
you become
don't go,
a human Chumsicle.
They also don't go head
lightly
in hand.
Heated.
Head in hand, exactly. Man shoots off firework from top of his head, oddly, dies instantly.
Oddly.
Like a regular mess. To which heat has been applied.
When you hear the words that he placed a reloadable fireworks mortar tube on his head and told his friends he was going to light it, you should stop doing that. Please, friends, don't let friends put reloadable mortar tubes on their
unless
head.
You
I'm
going to
come
well,
to his defense a little
you,
bit here. Oh. Having,
well,
having
you
lived
not much, not much, Becky. You're
still,
not
still dead.
Well, still dead. But you know, once upon a time, I lived in like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, which is awfully close to some states where you can get some pretty hefty fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go, you take the 5-hour drive, and you go and you load up your car and you take them home, and then you drink copious amounts of alcohol all day long.
Of course you do. Yep. Yep.
And then you decide it's a really good idea to take this dynamite that we bought for
dynamite,
a while.
Yeah.
It's like actual dynamite. Mm-hmm. That we bought. Sure. And let's just put it in the mortar tube and see
things
what the
that
fuck
are,
happens.
Things that are fireworks.
Happens. Yeah.
Things that are just dynamite.
Hashtag
two different lockers.
Hashtag it is not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People who are better off as Chumsicles than they are people.
Hashtag I should be dead. So I understand the inclination to be like, hey, look what
hey,
I can
look
do.
At this. Right. Hey, look, I'm everywhere.
I may
I'm
or
a
may
Chumsicle.
Not have blown up a tree in my mother-in-law's yard one time.
Blowing up a tree feels different than your own
it
head.
Was strangely close to the rest
it
of the family.
My, were you aiming for the tree?
My girlfriend may or may not have had like shrapnel scars on her leg.
But it was okay because they loved each other very much.
Very much.
You know what? I feel like it's a good old American pastime and there are risks.
Yeah.
And sadly, one casualty. This is the only death that I've heard of.
Oh no, there's
from
a lot.
Without risk,
year.
There's
oh,
no
there was,
reward.
That's true.
But he got his great reward. This gentleman did. Marn.
No,
carry on. The best part is there was probably no risk of brain injury.
No, why? No, there wasn't.
No,
because it was just gone.
I have a follow-up story.
No, I meant
because
he didn't
hers.
Have one to say.
That too. Fair
well,
enough.
Put it on his head. You can't hurt anything
can't
there.
Can't hurt anything.
Walking,
it's,
talking,
okay.
Chumsicle.
Maybe he'll learn to spell.
Well, this was in, and I'll need help with pronunciation, Calais. It's a Canadian border.
Calais, Maine. Calais, Maine.
Calais.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Calais.
I drive with the beautiful Calais Supreme.
Calais.
Made by Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
Apparently, this guy thought it was a great idea. His friends, they thought.
Cheered
they
him on from the sidelines.
Well, they
Oh, in hindsight, they're like, no, it was a bad idea. But at the time, they're all holding cans of Budweiser going, that sounds like a fucking good idea. Do that.
Well, there really wasn't a you might not want to, I mean, it really was that. It was just.
I feel this is more of a PBR crowd than it is a.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a little PBR.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. There's nothing wrong with a little PBR.
Maybe a little Molson? I feel like they were drinking some Molson right there, yeah.
Which one's the champagne of beers?
He was.
That'd be the Miller High Life.
That's
champagne of beers, yeah.
Champagne of beers.
Sad.
Because if you believe that, you're going to put a bomb on your head.
they tried to tell us that Devin was not the kind of person who would do something stupid. He was the kind of person who would pretend to do something stupid to make people laugh.
Oh. So like a Roadrunner cartoon, but with an actual person
right,
and a dead body.
Right, right. And there really was no rushing into the hospital.
Fireworks were not made by Acme. I don't you know.
Oh, no. There wasn't any real rushing into the hospital because they were still collecting a lot of them, I think.
Two more hours, we're going to find the last one. We'll put them in that truck.
Hey, get it together. We got a chumpsicle going on over here.
Pre-frozen.
Keep the dogs away.
It was great. It was great that in 2012, you know, a lot like Jan Brewer, that lawmakers had voted to repeal the 1949 law banning fireworks.
Hooray!
It would create jobs and generate revenue and death in the funeral homes. Death. Well, in the funeral homes, perhaps.
That's a fair point.
Yep. The state fire marshals were investigating several other 4th of July firework accidents involving injuries around the area. Most of them were burns and eye injuries.
Like you do.
Yep. There was the mortar tube came in handy again in Montana. Montana.
Where they found it?
No, there's... Yeah. Along with Billy Bob's eyelid. good Lord.
God, so, the space shuttle didn't make as much mess.
Right. That's a lot of debris. Chumpsicle. So, anyway, if you have something to follow up...
I have a little follow-up on this, story.
Killing me. Killing him. Really.
Everything that you're saying
I'm thinking closed casket, though. Safe bet.
I'm assuming or an urn.
Or multiple caskets.
Well, yes. Maybe one in Montana.
Legs? Like torso?
Varying sizes. Yes.
I wonder if it'd be cheaper that way.
Well, there's a chance that the Disney is going to get involved in this memorial to him because Devin Staples of Calais, Maine, formerly employed by Disney World and played Gaston in the live production.
I thought Aaron was kidding. When
the live production of Beauty and the Beast.
God. He's awfully good at expectorating.
Yeah, but what made me laugh about what you were saying is he did a lot. He likes to pretend that things are going to be funny.
Right,
well,
right.
Yeah. Well, he pretended all the way to Disney World that he was a good looking. Robust man. You can't strap shit to your head and expect to live after that. Subsequently, his contract with Disney World has been canceled.
I can't imagine.
Because he's dead.
Gaston needs the...
Now,
no one cabeza. Likes like
Stephen Stephen McCausland
head off like Gaston.
Stephen McCausland, who was the spokesman for the Maine Department of Public Safety, said, however, Staples' death marks Maine's first firework fatality since the state legalized fireworks back in 2012.
Unbelievable.
See?
Wow.
No one
can blow up their head like Gaston.
I don't understand at all.
It just rates itself at this point.
I don't get it. At whatever point that someone decides that they're going to put a mortar tube, strap it to their head, and light something on fire,
I'm terrified of all that shit. Like
I am too.
I like sparklers because they were kind of pretty, and if you were stoned,
they're great.
It's tracers that are real. But I never got anything else because people would go to Canada and sneak over fireworks.
I like to watch them.
If you go to, if you look on YouTube, you will find a series of stupid things people do with fireworks. Mm-hmm. And one of them, and it's one of my favorite because, again, drinking was probably involved. How did you possibly think this was going to turn out well?
Is it the bottle rocket fight?
No. Roman candle somebody stuck in their ass and proceeded to let it fire off, forgetting sparks shower from it. On your ass first. Yeah. Things don't just shoot out of it.
That's called like Jackass slash.
It's just funny to watch the person who thought this through and thought this was going to be
didn't
a good idea.
Right.
No.
And just his friends laughing in hysteria as Bottle Rocket.
Because if you're that dumb, you've got friends that are just going to watch you be that
Daniel,
dumb.
That's the whole Daniel Tosh show.
Right.
But the thing about Daniel Tosh, I stopped taping it because I realized I watched most of it with my eyes closed.
Mm. Oh.
Like I'd be like, oh, I can't watch that, and then I'm like, oh, sure. Okay, I just spent 30 minutes with my hand over my eyes.
Listening.
Don't tape this. Like, right. There's no point.
No, some of them are quite funny on that, but yeah, that was when I
but
saw.
But then
that,
some of them are like just dangerously stupid. Like,
when they are.
I don't know when you get to fight like a little respect for fire and nature at some point.
No. Well, that's just it, and you know the guy in Montana who he was killed because of this fireworks accident. Involving a mortar tube as well, as I said. And in New Jersey, they said a 52-year-old man blew off a large piece of his leg below the knee when he set off a tennis ball-sized firework. And mm-hmm. and just...
You're supposed to back the fuck up.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't
that's
we have
the
a
kind of stuff where you kind of go, come on. Enough. And you...
What the hell did you do to your mockery. Wrist?
That's what my question was just going to be.
I forgot that was there. Got a little bruise.
No Uh-oh. Shit, you did.
A little bit.
What'd you do?
I got bit by a dog.
Oh.
One of yours.
All right.
One of hers.
Or one of hers.
One of Huck.
Huh?
Huck, the German Shepherd.
Oh.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Do you get between him and Swiffer or him and food?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No. Just trying to guide him gently, actually. He didn't like something. He doesn't like his collar being touched at all. And I literally just kind of, come on. And... He didn't like that, so.
Oh, ouch, that looks bad.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. I'm not happy about it, but I keep forgetting that it's bruised because it wasn't bruised before.
So are we less one dog now?
Are we gonna be?
Not yet.
We can work. I can help you with that.
Many, many Chinese food restaurants in this town.
Menti, menti. Well,
that's the night the lights went out in China.
So you will know.
Little sister, don't miss when she aims her gun. Let's tell you. All right, let's go to Shelby Township, Michigan. Police in suburban
Shelby.
Drink your juice.
Police in suburban Detroit are having a little fun while asking for help from the public and figuring out who swiped roughly 28,000 pounds of packaged nuts. The Shelby Township Police Department says a truck and trailer packed with 18 pallets of walnuts and other snack nuts were taken the weekend of June 27th. Police say the truck and trailer were found July 1st in Detroit, but the nuts worth more than $128,000 were gone. The department on Tuesday issued an appeal for information on its Facebook page, posting a mugshot of a squirrel along with details of the case.
Oh my God.
Oh, you ought to, I wish I had a little shot of that. It's just a little squirrel with a little light up behind him showing how tall he is. It's a cute little shot. Oh, my gosh.
I believe that Amina had asked about the girls.
Richard, you just watched the guy with the firework in his ass. What
the fuck is wrong with these people? I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you for putting it that
post
way.
Post a link if you can. Post the link in the chat room so other people can watch this idiocy.
Fuck is wrong with these
people? Oh, my God.
Amina had asked about the women's soccer, and it's very exciting, obviously, that the U.S. women won the World Cup.
5-2.
Just amazing.
They don't even wear
hat trick. Four out of the five goals in the first 20 minutes.
God, the hat trick within the first
Lloyd,
16 minutes.
Carrie Lloyd.
Carrie Lloyd.
And kind of a looker, too.
Carly Lloyd.
Oh, I'm sorry. Same song.
Just
lesbian, say I'll look the same.
Lesbian, thank you. I was waiting for that.
Yeah. Kind of. Million women, one haircut. Come on.
Hashtag mullet city.
The million mullet march.
I will show up for that. Yeah, I will.
They're going to be having that. They're going to hold a Tigger. New York City is going to have a ticker tape parade for the U.S. women's soccer team, and it's the first time in 50 years that will have happened. So that's pretty
ticker
cool.
Ticker taped the women?
For women.
Okay.
Right.
We'll make
the
it rain.
First female athletes to receive
the
honor.
You got to have fat stacks for that.
In more than half a century.
You have to have fat stacks?
It's a whole thing.
I feel like they haven't done a ticker tape parade for anybody in a long time.
Well, Mayor de Blasio's office said that
that's why
that The 23-member team will, with one of its celebrations along in the Canyon of Heroes, it spans the stretch from Broadway, up Broadway between Battery Park and City Hall. That's where they will be. They didn't disclose cost yet or logistics of anything. But the last female athlete to be showered with confetti in the streets of Lower Manhattan was the 1960 Olympic figure skating gold medalist. So I think that's like that you'd have this ticker tape.
I thought for sure you were going to say Mary Lou Retton.
I would have thought the same thing.
It's usually Sonia Henning or it's Babe Zaharias.
And not again, one I had heard of.
Trivia Pursuit, and it's a female athlete. It's usually those two.
Not one I had ever heard of. Carol Heiss Jenkins.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Lovely.
Not heard.
She did commentary until very recently.
Okay, 75 years old.
Yeah.
Now, not at the time of the
No, I understand. I figured in the 60s she wasn't. I'm on board.
Quite the sight.
She's excited, right?
Granny
exactly.
Pants spinning.
But I just thought it
we're
was
sure her
defense. We're leaking a little, making a little chumsicle on the ice.
She said that. She said she's really excited.
Granny Poonanny all up in the air for everybody to see.
There you go, right?
Granny Poonanny
falls over backwards. She's excited to see the World Cup champion similarly celebrated because no one has won the title three times, which now the women have done.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray, she's excited to see anything
yeah. happen. She's, I know it.
Dawn.
God damn.
I like it.
The early light.
Yeah. Toilet paper.
Oh.
She's a big age, an old lady.
The New York City has hosted 205 parades along the Canyon of Heroes since the first procession, marking the Statue of Liberty's dedication in 1886. So there's been quite a few, including pilot Amelia Earhart was honored, but never a women's
found.
Sports team.
Oh.
Not
yeah.
found.
Not
Hashtag
found.
Still not found. No. Still missing.
Still not there. Go with throttle up,
but
Bob.
I thought that was interesting. Several women have been honored, but never a women's sports team. So,
oh, that's very exciting.
Very exciting.
And it's hard to find ticker tape anymore because they don't. They
because
used
it's
to do
all the crawl.
You used to do it on Wall Street with all of the actual tickers.
You used to say actual tickers, right. Yeah,
they used so they had to fire up some old ticker tapes and shred it.
So now they got to go out and
it's probably,
light that
it's
thing up.
Probably some hippy-dippy recycled bullshit.
Well, it has to be because you just literally can't throw all that paper on the street anymore.
Right.
People are thinking now.
People are like, this feels like a bad idea.
Is this still an island? Yeah, it was the most viewed last Sunday. It was the most viewed soccer game ever in the United States with a record 26.7 million viewers. Mm-hmm. Watching that victory, and if anybody saw the 2011 game, you said you just started watching them.
I did. I accidentally got excited about it because I was maybe drinking
at a bar.
Little bit at a bar.
No, yeah,
because I was maybe drunk
still,
and it was on the TV.
Theme.
She drinks, you know.
Yeah.
So it was that was actually the first of my like Monday happy hour club or whatever. So I was just sitting there and, you know, my friend Ferdy comes up and we're just watching the TV and we're like, oh, this is a thing. And so then we start like having questions. So we had to like look things up and I had my laptop with me. So we're like, well, why are they doing this? And look it up. And then we got some guys next to us into it. And so by the end of the game, we're like actually kind of into it. And I find out that I have like a lot of other friends. Strange.
Weird.
Considering the number of lesbians that I know. But I have a lot of other friends that are kind of into it, so I kind of just started
following
it a little bit.
Do any of them drive Subarus? Or?
I do, shut up.
There's a lot of Subarus out there.
She became a woman in the back of that Subaru.
There. Well, that's better than a Ford Focus. Yeah, that shit is hard to do, the backseat of a Ford Focus.
Wow.
You got to focus.
You got to focus, and you got to bend.
Eyes on the prize. The right eyes on the prize.
You could see it. You just couldn't flex enough to get to it.
But yeah, it was a very, very exciting.
I'd like to be over there.
In 2011, it was just something where the fact that Japan won by they truly were just standing. Two of their players were standing right outside of our goal. None of our players were down there, and Hope Solo was standing there like son of a bitch, like just there's nothing I can do. They were just kind of just kicking it back and forth. Yeah. And then they went, bloop. There was nothing magical about it.
She was amazing, though. That's my new favorite hashtag, aside from Jumpsicle. Mm-hmm. My new favorite hashtag is hope be like nope.
Nope.
Yep. Nicely done.
That's what I thought every time.
Nicely done.
Amina, are you asking if our weather has improved in the...
She's asking an ant.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
I didn't see an ant in the room. Oh, yeah, no, there he is.
Now, you had asked Al about the last ticker tape, and it was in 2012 when the Giants won the Super Bowl. Ticker tape parade against when they beat the New England Patriots. So, anyway.
That's a good cause.
Very exciting. Yeah. The ticker tape parade part, I thought that was pretty cool for the first women's team. It's sports team.
I feel like we used to see them more. I just remember the ones for the U.S. hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that one, and there was one other.
Well, it seemed like there's in other cities, like when various sports teams win and go to their respective right. home, they are always welcome.
But I mean, with the real ticker tape. You go
like
down
New York City style, yeah. right? Yeah. Yeah, there's like
from Battery Park to
City
Hall.
They call it what Heroes Way or some shit like that. Yeah,
Canyon of Heroes.
Hey.
But that's the thing. I mean, when the last one was the Giants, well, that makes sense because it's New York.
Yeah.
So do you really look at it as this?
No, but I mean, there was one big one in the 80s for, and I can't remember
it right here.
And it was some spectacular feat, and now I can't remember what it was. Or did
Evel
they,
Knievel?
Did they do it for Sully? Yes, for the Miracle on the Hudson. I feel like they did.
Oh,
that wasn't in the 80s.
No, but I'm saying, I was trying to think of ones that I've seen, but there was one big one in the 80s that it wasn't a sports team, or it was like a legitimate, like, heroic of act, and now I can't remember what it was.
A comprehensive list of each event. So you want me to go to the 80s?
I found out that I know someone who was on that plane that went down on the Hudson. I just found out recently.
Oh.
And still doesn't make them not a dick, but
right, exactly.
I just was like, wow, you were?
So, end of the, so 79, Pope John Paul.
I'm just going to look on with you.
81, U.S. hostages when they were released.
Oh, hostages, sure.
84, the Olympic gold medal winner, or the Olympic medal winners.
To me, that's what I'm thinking of is that. But that
wasn't just a woman. So no, that's
right.
why
that's
I read.
That's the one I'm thinking of. The hostages released.
The hostages released.
There was just one where it was a big deal and they really were like heroes. And it was in that time of 80, 81.
Nelson Mandela. In 1990.
when he was released, right?
Mm. Yes.
Was that for his release?
As it turns out, the hostages had most ticker tape spread upon them. 971 tons of ticker tape. Wow.
Yeah, that's the one that really stands out. Because that was the first one I remember actually, like,
the next most seeing is 578 tons for the Mets after they beat the Orioles to win the World Series.
Well, just like the fact 69. That the Mets won a World Series is kind of a fucking miracle.
It was the 60s.
Dump the moon on those fuckers. This shit ain't happening again.
Hi, Jeffrey. That's great. I love it.
All right, and our final headline story before we move on to entertainment. Middletown, Ohio, an appeals court has agreed with an Ohio woman who said her parking citation should be tossed out because the village law was missing a comma. Mm. Andrea Camarelli says that she shouldn't have been issued a citation back in 2014 based on the wording of the law enacted by the village of hers that she lived in called of West Jefferson. The law lists several types of vehicles that can't be parked longer than 24 hours, including a, quote, motor vehicle camper. With a comma missing between vehicle and camper.
Motor vehicle, comma,
it
camper,
should have been
comma,
motor vehicle, comma, camper.
Comma.
Right, all right. That. Camarelli says that her pickup did not fit the definition of a motor vehicle camper.
It sure isn't.
Well, the village says the law's meaning was clear in context, but Judge Robert Hendrickson of the 12th Ohio District Court of Appeals says in last week's ruling... In West Jefferson, if they wanted it worded that way, they should have typed it that way. Her traffic fine has since been kicked out of court.
Yeah, good for her.
I like that.
Can you imagine that you won because some fucktard didn't put a comma?
Right. That's the American dream right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really
when you're,
like,
your grammar Nazi,
that loophole,
right.
Your inner grammar
now,
Nazi who gets you out of a ticket.
If they'd had Buddy Early proofreading their laws, this bitch would have been taken. She'd have got the whole thing.
And I feel like that may become a little bit more common coming up because people do use a whole lot more shorthand. You know what I mean? So as things are typed by your intern who really only knows how to text...
Who doesn't know grammar.
Who doesn't know grammar, who doesn't think that comma is important, when it's still important, that particular rule of punctuation still applies.
Yeah.
It may not be important to Joe Schmo, the intern over here, who's doing the typing, but I
love that the judge wasn't a dick, because you know damn good and well a judge can be like, look,
right.
We understand what you're fighting for here, but... It was parked illegally. It's got a motor. We're going to go with this.
Well, and we just went through this with the Supreme Court with
camper.
Obamacare, where they were like, okay, it was the opposite thing, but they were like, all right, it's unartfully written, but we understand the intent of the law. So, you know, I mean, we just had to go to the Supreme Court over a phrase that says the states, whatever, what are the four words? That whole thing about Obamacare was about the way that those four words were read.
Yeah.
It was semantics.
Got it.
And that's where the judges were like, no.
Right.
Unartfully written, but we know what the intent was. It wasn't meant to dismantle the whole thing. So I like that this one was like, Okay.
Yeah. I mean, what? It's one parking
it's one
ticket.
One parking ticket.
On one little thing. But right. from, but I, you goddamn know that there's an amendment. They're fixing it. There's a comma.
Yeah.
Victor Borgo would have been like, shh, what? Well, that's you know how they got it done.
You know how they have the, oh, who had it on their page about the, no swimming alligators.
Oh, Katie put that on.
Oh, Katie yeah. put up for this. I Katie forgot. And it's all about punctuation.
It's yeah. all about punctuation. But that guy died too. Because yeah. he yeah. went swimming because he thought there was no swimming alligators.
Yes.
Were they lounging?
So he, exactly. he saw it as like safe yeah. place. No,
no swimming alligators.
Oh my God.
No swimming, comma, alligators.
That just cracked me up.
It's like, what's it going to eat grandma for dinner?
Yeah, that's
calm
what
down.
That's what an aunt just put
going
in there.
Going to grandma's. Oh, okay.
Let's eat grandma.
No,
let's go eat. Grandma.
Yeah.
Careful. Comma's important.
Careful how you do that. Right. Oh, my heaven's sakes alive. Al, have you figured out how to use your iPad enough to get through this next segment?
Oh, it is, but I have one more story.
Oh, you do?
Oh, shit. Did I lose it again?
Oh. I have to get you something.
No, in Florida, has anybody got this about them? They're putting the little town in Florida that put the Confederate flag back up by popular demand.
No, let's find that.
But we do have that the, we'll touch on this again later, but maybe you've got it, Kat, where the
state Senate
overwhelmingly
voted.
They're like, yep, let's go.
But not the House.
No, we have to move it to the House and see where they go. But
Confederate flag flies again in Marion County.
Marion County. They put it back in the county building.
God love Marion County.
Because it's heritage, not hate. No.
All right.
And I love it because you go to, if you go on the page, so you go on the it's trending right now. So you go on the trending page on Facebook and you read through, and it's my new favorite thing is to watch people have private arguments with each other.
Sure.
Complete strangers on
honey,
a topic.
We need to get you on Twitter.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Super fun.
I don't see it in my list.
Did you
want to
hear
thing.
The Marion County story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. It Ladies says, and gentlemen, Kat Carlson and her Marion County story.
Marion County commissioners voted unanimously on Tuesday to put the Confederate flag back up at the county's government complex.
America!
Hashtag America. The flag was removed Thursday and temporarily replaced with a flag with the seal of Marion County. Weird.
Yeah.
Was it like, that kind of a seal?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Similar. Yeah. County officials said the decision to remove the flag last week was in response to growing controversy surrounding the flag following the shooting deaths of 9 black men and women at a historic church in Charleston, South Carolina on June 17th. We all remember that. The suspect, Dylan Roof, had posed with the Confederate flag in photos and posted on websites displaying racist manifestos attributed to him. After the deadly shootings, Marion County's interim county administrator, Bill Kaufman, consulted county commission chairman Stan McClain. He called Stan, said, hey, what do you think we should do? I don't know. Maybe we should take it down.
What do you think?
Maybe, I don't know. You know what? We don't want to get mobbed. Let's just fucking take it down. So they decided to take it down. And then the board voted to put it the fuck back up.
Mm. Yeah. So they, we need it back.
Unbelievable.
Reaction was mixed last week when Marion County replaced the Confederate flag. People were opposed to taking it down.
But
as
now
it
they're
turns
being
out.
Real technical about it because they put up, and it's actually not the Virginia battle flag, which is the square one, or the Tennessee battle flag, which is the one that you see that's rectangular. They put up a real Confederate flag with a white border.
Okay.
So what they went all kinds of heritage, not hate, on it and put up a real flag of the. Because the actual Confederate flag, there was like 4 or 5 of them.
Right.
Some of them looked too much like.
Because communication, not so good.
And some of them looked too much like the American flag, and people were offended that they were, you know, they were rebelling against the North. They didn't want one that looked similar. Then they kept adding states, and then they changed it to another design. So it's got like a white, it's like plain white on one side, mm-hmm. like in the corner is the bars and stripes. Mm-hmm. And it's really odd, but I love that they went all like, it was just so weird.
Well, in case you were interested, currently 5 flags fly over Marion County's Fallen Officers Memorial, which apparently is close to where they were talking about it. Something that the commissioners agreed doesn't make sense. So the county may move all 5 flags somewhere else in the government complex where it'll be easier for people to learn about the history of each flag. So currently the flags at the government complex are,
let's call
are,
it a museum.
Are over.
Just put it in a museum.
Right.
Right. Currently, all of the flags for this government complex are over the Fallen Officers Memorial, mm-hmm. which makes it even weirder.
Yeah. Because now you're honoring the dead with people. Right. Yeah, yeah. It's
dead people and...
And I love all these people that keep going down, and Fox News keeps going down hard because they keep saying, Google the history, people. And as long as you
they
don't,
lost.
And as long as you don't go to like Blaze or one of the like the really crazy Republican sites, and you go to a legitimate news site and you read like everything about it, it proves the point that it's about slavery.
Yeah, right.
So somebody is going around putting down like the Pledge of Allegiance. There was some like vice president of the Confederacy. And his statement is just the most racist, horrible thing you've ever read of, like, his why we're fighting this war. And every time somebody puts that up, the people on the other side are like, oh, that can't be real. It's called history, people. Right.
We facts don't lie.
It's right here.
I'm curious to see. I was surprised, and living just north of the state for most of my life, actually, now it's not most of my life. I've been here most of it. Mm-hmm. But I had forgotten what the Arkansas state flag looked like with its entire red background with the four bars and a diamond around. I had forgotten about that. And I'm like, wow, that looks a lot like, I mean, it's a different version of the bars and stars. I'm like, well, that looks a little bit. But I'm like, oh, they're still south. They were still down there.
Right. No. And as long as, you know, I mean, everybody's got their own version of it. And like the New York state flag, what the fuck is that? And California's is like a bear.
No.
You know what I mean? Some of them are just weird.
So, do you want to take over for Anand's question of what the Confederate flag is?
There were like four or five flags of the Confederacy. It's the flag of the side that lost the American Civil War, the people that were fighting to have slaves.
There was the Stars and Bars.
Right, and that was too close to our original flag, so they objected to that.
Yeah.
And then they went with this one in the middle, dead center, and they had to keep adding stars as for the amount of Confederate
cross,
states.
The one that we typically think of as the Confederate flag.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, actually, that's the Tennessee flag. That's the Virginia flag. That's the actual. I think that's the final one. That one right there on the right, top right. I think that's the final
one with
flag.
The one red stripe. And
I think that's the final flag of the Confederacy, and I think that's what they're hanging over Florida right now. Because they went all official. The bottom two are really battle flags. That's what everybody keeps saying, that they're not the flags of the Confederacy. No, they're the flags of the Klan, you motherfuckers.
Right, right.
It's even worse than you think. Like, if you're going to go that technical, and it's the flag of the KKK, you dumbass fuckers. I don't know. So, it's just weird. Yeah. But it's just been just such a strange, bizarre story. And I get that you don't want to grow up and think that you're racist. I get that they teach them down there the War of Northern Aggression and states' rights, and they tried to gloss it over a little bit.
Because it's all about perspective, you know.
Yeah, and you
my
don't
favorite
want...
thing about 4th of July are the you know, tongue-in-cheek British, like, Happy Traitors Day.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about perspective.
And it truly is. Like, and the we were the rebels then. It's just a funny story to have people, like, just swear up and down that it's this and not that. And then you just, oh, just Google the articles, the Confederacy people. Right. Like, they spell it out.
I like it. Look what Anand has up there. I like that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly. They're celebrating. We might as well hang up a swastika, a Japanese, like all the people that we've won. Or just put the French flag up for a couple days. I'm sure we beat them in a few wars.
Right.
Kind of.
French children. What's that old Robin Williams joke?
Oh, the French.
French people learn how to say I surrender in five languages before they go to kindergarten.
Yes.
All right, moving on, let's go to Al Perkins and his entertainment. If he actually has it pulled up on the old iPad, we're not sure.
Not gonna cough for 10 minutes. There's not a lot going on this week. It's Shark Week, so that's what we're mostly worried about.
Well, we had a producer die.
And Chumsicle. I know, and I'm trying to find his name. I couldn't find it at the time. Han Solo is going to get a standalone movie from Star Wars. Rosie Perez is leaving The View.
Oh, wow.
I have a little review of... a movie-sicle for you.
And the girl from Can't Buy Me Love passed away as well.
Yeah, and somebody's going to have... I don't know her, so I can't help you with that one.
I love that movie.
And there is...
43 years old.
Yeah.
She was young.
Oh, that's just, yeah.
They said, like, sleep apnea, maybe.
Maybe. So, and here's this story came up today, and it's marriage equality has come to the United States, and now it's coming to the big screen. Fox 2000, which is one of the indie divisions of Fox Films, Fox 2000 division. I'm sorry, is doing a movie on a new fact-based drama about the case that last month led the Supreme Court to rule in favor of same-sex marriage. Wick Godfrey, The Fault in Our Stars, and Marty Bowen are set to produce. Fox made a deal for the life rights of Jim Obergefell,
mm-hmm.
who's
sure.
And
yeah,
he's delicious as a fish too.
Yeah.
A little lye, some salt, served on Wednesdays at the high school cafeteria, gefilte fish, who successfully petitioned the court to force his home state of Ohio to recognize his marriage to his partner of 21 years, John Arthur. The pair married in Maryland only months before John's death in 2013. He likely would be a central figure in the film. Well, I hope so, because it's about
seriously,
him.
Seriously, right.
But they also had to require the life rights of his attorney, Al Gardens, Gerhardstein, as well
Jew.
As... Yeah.
Guess. Just a guess.
Ish.
Fair point.
As Chumsicle. Well
as, yeah, Chumsicle. Ooh, that came... That was the wrong way to use time. That. Yeah, wow.
I just wanted someone to drink. That's all. I just wanted someone to drink.
I think Hitler may have.
Just drink. That's all.
I have an alcoholic.
I feel... Yeah.
Who's going to make the soap? The Jews?
Is it kosher?
That was Orange is the New Black.
That is not
a that was one of the most uncomfortable moments in any TV show I've ever seen in Orange is the New Black. So anyways, now we're just racist completely. Where's our stars and bars?
Where?
Can I get a flag?
The book is slated to be titled 21 Years to Midnight and is expected to be sold to a publisher possibly as soon as this week. So that is in talks. And George Takei, no, Takei, right? Takei.
Sure.
Because he's gay Takei. George Takei did an interview.
Oh, my.
I'm pretty good.
Thank you. Met him in person.
Huh? Yes.
At the HRC thing when he was here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes, and there's actually
in the chat room
another one of the best stand-up specials, Robin Williams specials. It's from like 2003, and he does a whole thing about the swastika being the from the different religion and that it was hijacked and stuff like that. Brilliant comedy. So George Takei did a thing where he was friends with, somehow he was associated with Donald Trump. Was he ever on The Apprentice or something? But he had talked to him about traditional marriage. So now he's like getting on him, but he really stumbled hard. And I have not seen this story out there. I just saw some of the responses and the Republicans like really, and they were right to do it. That after the ruling, and George Takei has been kind of on a roll of being clever and on the right side of everything. Mm-hmm. He accused Clarence Thomas of just being in blackface. And did that sink like a turd.
Ouch.
In the swimming pool.
Comedy's hard, kids. Like, and, not every joke.
Yeah. Comedy's hard.
Not every joke lands, Marnie.
Chumsicle.
Exactly.
That one sure did, though.
So anyways, now I had not seen... I know the headline kept saying Star Trek actor walks back comment... But then I saw there was all kinds of videos online, and there was one from a little black girl that the Republicans were just losing their shit over. That the little black girl was how offended she was that, you know, an accomplished black man who's a lawyer and a member of the Supreme Court, whether we agree or not, that the whole blackface comment really went south. And I think he's going to maybe be a little quiet for a while. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if anybody has that story, but...
Mm-mm. No, I
or how he that. Used it in context, but it just
Takei was on season 5 of Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, okay. So he was kind of offended by Donald Trump having anything to say about traditional marriage.
Well, and part of the issue was that Donald Trump had just come from a gay wedding,
right?
Oh. Like had attended the wedding.
Yeah, and then
suddenly was like, no, I feel like I don't support this.
Yeah.
Unless he can figure out how to make $1 million off of it, then he'll support it.
I'm going to take my card back.
Right.
And there was a really big article in Variety this weekend about shakeups at The View and who was coming and who was going. And they were saying that, they're being too serious or not having enough reality TV show people on there. Yeah, which is good. It's the whole point to that show is it's supposed to be a little bit more intelligent conversation than that.
Find intelligent people to go talk with Nicole Wallace, please, and I will come watch again.
So, and I guess she's been saying that she could disappear at any minute. She has no faith in herself. And Variety said she was just pretty much out the door. They said Rosie Perez, which they've been saying all along, Rosie Perez did this, but then realized she really wanted to act again and like was not
this
really
wasn't
wanting
her
to
jam.
Do. Yeah, it wasn't her jam. So she chumpsicled it out of there. So, but she really did announce that she was leaving today. And so they kind of poked at it They haven't addressed it on the show yet. Yeah, they didn't address it on the show yet. It just came out in like in Entertainment Headlines a couple hours ago. But they've been joking about this Variety article, and you have to be sick of it at that show after a while. Like Desperate Housewives, like just that the news is just they're always bitches, they're always cat fights. Like they can never
it's always
just
gonna be right.
Yeah, it can never just be a show with women where you just shut the fuck up about it. You know what I mean? But so I'm hoping they keep Nicole Wallace. I don't understand the Raven Simone thing, but I don't know who she is. Like I said, I never found the Cosby Show funny, so I certainly didn't stick around for the replacement.
It's even less funny now.
And yeah.
And then she went, it's a lot less funny.
As of today, in fact.
Yeah. I saw that.
Are you doing that one or me?
No, you can.
Okay.
Well, Raven Simone then went Disney Channel.
Yeah, for That's So Raven.
Yeah, so they're trying to grab that Disney Channel demographic with her, right?
But she's 30, so I mean, they've always wanted to have a younger person, so I guess she fits that, you know, that younger that Lisa Ling.
Because Hasselbeck used to be
the young one, but she's just she is one of the most inarticulate people I have ever listened to. Like, forgets and then quotes people. She makes the big mistake of trying to quote somebody without having the quote in front of her and misquotes people. And then she has to walk it back because the legal team's like, oh, bitch,
Yeah, stand by. You can't just make this shit up.
Yeah, you can't just
go
to water.
With Clayton McKee. Sure. You can't just make this shit up.
Unless you preface it with, I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. But if she's actually saying it's a quote.
And she's done it more than once where they have to come back from break and be like, by the way, lawyer said.
Just now we're saying, this entire show is a paraphrase, by the way.
Yeah, sometimes we're just legitimately making it up.
Yeah, totes bullshit.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just came into my brain and out of my mouth.
Sounded funny.
And I do it with such authority, people believe it.
That's true.
Like, I don't think there's been a human chumpsicle yet, but...
I don't think so.
I feel like Charlie's
not. I haven't checked all the chumsicles. I have to say that. I have not tasted each and every chumsicle. Or cumsicle.
Good
anyways,
know.
So...
Not everyone.
Not everyone. Oh, God. I still can't believe that this big producer died, and his name is not... I don't know why they're not doing... no one has an obituary for him.
Well, it just happened.
I know, but I'm on the interwebs. They're supposed to be pretty...
Was it yesterday or was it today?
Fairly current. I thought it was today. But who knows?
Jerry Weintraub?
Yep.
Yes.
Hollywood producer and showman dies at age 77.
She found it, by the by.
But it's not on Entertainment Weekly or
IMDb. Take the story.
The Guardian. I Googled producer died.
Yeah.
It's funny. Keywords will bring up so much.
I love keywords.
Your prayers mean
so much. The man
so
behind Karate Kid and Ocean's 11... who also promoted concerts for Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and Bob Dylan, dies of a heart attack in California.
Mm. I mean, his credits are, and he has more stuff coming out.
Former chairman and CEO of United Artists.
He was United Artists.
Died yesterday of a heart attack. Born son of a gem trader, Weintraub rose from the mailroom of William Morris Talent Agency to become a top concert promoter before shifting into a second career as a Hollywood producer. Built a show business empire on a Rolodex.
Wow. different sickle.
Part of the chumsicle, yeah.
Probably a unicycle is what I'm going to guess on that.
You got to keep your contacts handy. You keep your friends close.
Yeah.
And
your unicycles. Enemies in your pants, right?
Oh. Enemies in your pants.
Right near the back door, sir.
I can't imagine why my mother doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, I cannot
imagine.
Can't figure it out. She must be so proud.
We are. We are. If you're ever in doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's being touted as a self-made man, fashioned himself in the mold of old Hollywood.
And he's got some questionable credits. He did a lot with John Denver, An Evening with John Denver, Rocky Mountain Christmas, John Denver and Friend. He did the Neil Diamond Love at the Greek, which we've talked about, because that's why I wanted to go to the theater last summer. I always wanted to go to the Greek after how wonderful that special was. He did Oh God. He did The Carpenters at Christmas. Dorothy Hamill presents Winners TV specials.
He's very busy.
Rocky Mountain Reunion. He did All Night Long, the Barbra Streisand movie that flopped with Gene Hackman. John Denver, Music in Mountains. John Denver, ironically titled The Higher We Fly. Holiday with John Denver.
Parenthetically,
and the
100 balloons.
Yeah, 100 balloons. Two more balloons, he would have lived.
He would have made it.
He did Behind the Candelabra.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah.
He had Scott Thorson, the guy, Matt Damon character, whatever. Yep.
Yeah, so Just it was a really interesting career, and it was the United Artists thing. I was trying to remember which studio he was head of, and he was always like out, and he did a big thing. He actually knew Liberace. That's why he did the he was like in the circle. I don't know if he was gay or straight, but he was in that circle and was interviewed a lot about Liberace at the time of his death, and then when the movie came out again, and like all this, he was one that had a lot of the stories about Mr. Entertainment. What was his name?
No, that
Liberace
was
something like that. Mr. Show Business. Was low jobs.
No, I thought that was Wayne Newton. Trump-sicle? Oh, that's Mr. Las Vegas.
Come taste my Jumpsicle.
God,
I wish my brother George was here.
Yes.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Come on, Scott. Let's go get some ice cream.
And then the very last thing for the 4th of July start.
Hashtag Merica.
Merica. Jason Carlton and I went in to see Magic Mike, and we just had a delightful time. And people are writing these scathing reviews. What are you reviewing? It's a bunch of guys in their underwear grinding around.
A show about strippers. What did you expect?
And they go on a road trip. And the best part is when the road trip's over, so is the movie. Like, it just goes black. And we're like, well, I guess they got to their destination.
Good work, guys.
And we were like, well, there was no plot. There was nothing going on, but like really sexy, sexy, sexy fucking men grinding around on people and talking dirty. And like, it was, we giggled like and laughed. And there was people in the back shouting at the screen and yelling stuff. Like, I swear they were throwing singles. I mean, it was very entertaining. And they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Matt Bomer for 2 hours, I'm in. Mm-hmm. And then you throw in Channing Tatum, who just gets better looking by
his name right.
I know, that's I'm really impressed.
Because I am the stalker, Channing Tatum. Yeah. He did. I saw it happen.
Yeah, I think I got to. Yeah, there okay. it is. Yeah. It is. Oh my God, he's so beautiful.
Like, did you see him on Fallon with Kid Theater?
Yes,
hilarious. If you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. Look up Jimmy Fallon, Channing Tatum, Kid Theater.
He's a very funny guy, and he's just so easy on the eyes. And Joe Mangiello, oh my.
Pretty, yeah.
I don't think it's Ridley Mangiello, but that's how we're going to pronounce it.
Mangiello.
So hot. And then live with Kelly and Michael. What's her name? What's
Kelly
name?
Ripa.
Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan.
Strahan.
Mm-hmm.
He's a stripper in the movie, mm-hmm. takes it all off and dances, and it's fucking hot. It's like, every time somebody's complaining about this movie, I'm like, did you not see the guy from Regis and Kelly take off all his clothes and slow dance on somebody? Because
they're like, right. Regis? Did Regis before?
Yeah. Oh, no. But it's got, who else? Andy McDowell has a cute little part about, like, you know, there's a part where they all get drunk and talk about sexuality. I'm like, it was just fun. Like, we giggled through the whole thing. I'm like,
Gabriel Iglesias, is that his name, the comedian? Fluffy's in it. He was in the first one too.
Very funny. And it was just, we just seriously.
You're not going for an education in this movie.
They're all winning Grammys, kids.
And I thought it was interesting that Buddy Early does this scathing, horrible, and he even tagged you. He's like, I don't see what you found entertaining at all about this movie.
And my review of it was dirty, sexy, dirty, dirty, filthy, dirty, dirty, dirty. Flood the, and Jason at one point
flood
goes,
the basement.
I think I just flooded the basement. I almost shit my pants. That entertained you for like 5 more minutes.
I saw more than one satire article about, you know, carpet cleaning at the theaters after that.
Yeah. But I'm like, it was, I didn't enjoy the first one. I thought the first one was very boring. And I was like, we're, you know, dance some more. Like, I really don't care about the downtrodden life of a stripper.
You're too pretty. Right. Don't talk.
Yeah. He says, shh.
And Jada Pinkett Smith is the owner of the club or something?
What?
Whenever I talk about Matt Bomer, it just goes to boner. Don't you worry. And he sings, he takes off all his clothes and he sings a terrible 80s song. How much better is it going to get?
I don't know.
Not a whole lot.
Could be you singing that 80s song.
See?
Yeah.
With my clothes
on. He said better.
Better. Fucking chumpsicle. So, I just had to throw that out there. But I mean, people are writing reviews. I'm like, what are you reviewing? The movie had no plot. It was just naked guys dancing around.
Not expecting acting here.
And Dion Brown was all like, oh my God, it was. What were you offended by? Like, how could you be offended by this movie?
Dion Brown was offended?
Yeah. I'm like,
over what?
Over what?
Because he wasn't asked to play a part in the movie?
I did not get.
That is surprising.
Someone sitting down to take pen and pencil and paper to write a review of that movie, I thought, that's just ridiculous.
You know, I didn't see it, but I did hear a few like comments back from the Boozy Moms because they went in a pack.
Of course they did.
Well, sure. They were probably sitting behind me.
They probably were. Yeah. No, and I had to work that night because they were like, you wouldn't want to go anyway. And I'm like, I'd have gone, but no, I have to work. Thanks. Thanks for the backhanded invitation, but no. But yeah, so then I saw a lot of the Boozy Moms on Monday like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like the one girl was like texting her husband before she even got out of her seat.
You need
she
to be
like,
home and ready because I'm...
Yeah. And we said that too. We're like, because Jason and I were both kind of worked up when it ended. But the ladies behind us,
oh,
they
the
were
women are running out of that theater. That's, yeah. Because the one gal that I had drinks with on Monday, she was like, I had the one on this side of me that was texting her husband and couldn't get out of the theater fast enough, didn't say goodbye to anybody.
Oh.
Got him out of her seat and left. On her phone, put the kids to bed, I'm coming home.
Yeah.
And then
I don't care
other,
where the children like, are.
Yeah. And then, you know, conservative Carlo over here going, oh my. Like through the whole movie. Like,
that's what I was doing. I was clutching my pearls.
Yeah. Conservative Carla's basement was overflowing. But she
I never thought about Jesus that way. He does have a nice chest.
So yeah. I figured you
isn't
know,
Taye Diggs in that one too?
Oh.
No. It's it's Twitch wonderful. From So You Think You Can Dance. So oh. I was already like hot and bothered because I love Twitch. He doesn't come in to like an hour. He comes on right after Michael does his dance, then they bring out Twitch. And Twitch is just fucking sexy. Like he is just a big sexy fucking man, and he's such a hot dancer. And then he, like, I dream of him being in like a loincloth or whatever those things are called.
Sure.
G-string. I had a girl.
Loincloth.
Same song.
He looked like Tarzan. I don't know.
Climb you like a tree.
Right. Oh, I flooded the basement.
I'll play a game.
Fresh chumsicle.
Amina, honey, that's just what he sounds like.
This is the attitude that this movie should be enjoyed with.
Well, sure.
You know what I mean? If you're seriously thinking the word review is going to come up.
No. By review, I mean...
An artistic critique of this.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the camera shots on his sparkling chest were magnificent. Yes.
And now, for those of you who don't like the...
I feel like you should write the review down.
I can.
The warm-up round of So You Think You... The audition rounds of So You Think You Can Dance. A lot of people don't like those. They're done. Next week starts the competition dancing. But I just that's my favorite show.
I always
love
the coolest music from that show.
Oh, my sound hound is busy through that whole show. Yeah. And they've written street versus stage this year, so it's... They didn't. The street dancers don't have to pretend to learn how to like polka, and although they
anyway.
Usually the good ones usually do both. Like the the kid that won the cute fiction that won. He was a cutie and he could do everything. Like you know, what I mean, they thought he was just a street dancer, and then he was good at like everything he tried. But so good. Anyways, I love that show. And then from not so hot.
Also looks to be available streaming on Hulu Plus.
Oh, good. Is it?
Yay, yes.
Yeah, and it
means I can watch it.
And it's very good. It's just, and these people are so, I said every year, they're so talented.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get to the parts where they get rejected, like, they have to, like, you're an amazing dancer, you're just not right for this part. And if you really want to be a dancer, you're probably going to hear that 99% of the time. You're not going to get everything you audition for. But how tough, like how tough it is, and how inspiring it is for people that are so good at what they do to hear no so many times, but still keep on going. Like I'm just amazed by that, because it's not like a singer, like a dancer. You have to keep that body up, and you have you have to like really work at that art. And the dancing is always amazing.
And then, and as every just like we all are learning, like every year goes by, it gets more difficult because. As you go, 22 years old is one thing, but 45 years old still trying to dance and be out there is a whole different ballgame, from what I hear. Not that I know, but I'm just saying.
They said...
Speaking of which, why have you never done Dancing with the Bars? We need to sidebar to that.
Nope, we're never...
What?
There's no question about it. There's no discussion about
it. He's not in front of the camera kind of talent, dear.
All right, carry on.
But Nappy Tabs, they came out
and did... 856, I'm going to edit that.
Nappy Tabs... Nappy Tabs came out and did the last round of hip hop choreography, and Tabitha came out and did her dance, and then her Napoleon comes out, her husband, and goes, okay, 41-year-old mother just did that dance, 20 years younger, all of you go. He's like, no excuses. And I was like, that bitch is 41, and she looked amazing. It was such a good dance, and
couple
Emmy awards. Their numbers are always so good. It's just nice. Monday nights. If you want, if I don't see it on Monday night, you know where I am on Tuesday morning. Whatever I tell you, I'm lying. I'm watching So You Think You Can Dance.
All right.
Good to know.
And then our not fun story, but I'm glad that like it's some of these women are getting some kind of, not justification. What's the word? Like some
validation
for their stories that Bill Cosby admitted in a deposition that he bought Quaaludes back in the day to give to women to have sex with them. But then any questions about, like, were they aware that they were getting the drugs? Did you do all that? His lawyer kept telling him not to answer. And it was in Pennsylvania. It was about a case from the 70s, I think, that they settled. And this was the case that everybody knew about that started all the jokes back then. And then it died down. And one of the funny things about it is the deposition and this whole thing was not put out in public. It was sealed from the public.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in Pennsylvania, they don't want anything sealed. So they review things every 2 years to see if there's still a pertinent interest.
Well, and he was just arguing that he was not a public figure in order to keep things sealed.
Yeah.
Like, he was trying to make the argument that, oh, no, I'm not a public figure. You don't need to release my records to the public because I'm not a public figure. Said Bill motherfucking Cosby.
Right.
Yeah, and then the judge put out a shitty thing that it was time for the two-year review. And the judge said something shitty, like, if you're going to stand up there as the moral authority of America on, like, how people should behave and how people should do this and be this moral compass, then you got to let people know what you're doing.
Right.
Like, and so it came out in a way that it probably would have, because they review every 2 years in Pennsylvania, according to my buddy on CNN. And we're not really friends. I just watch CNN and I'm quoting it back to you. But it was one of those stories that 40-some people have accused him. What could you possibly be trying to get out of this?
What is he, 77 years old? So what, I mean, I don't know if it's going to justify if what's the word I'm looking for? Where time has lapsed. It's the...
Chumpsicle.
No.
Chumpsicle light.
If...
The statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations. If they've all lapsed, he may not ever do any prison time or any of that because of this, but... At least it's all bubbled to the surface. We're well aware of who you are, and it's over with. So we're never going to have to hear from Cosby about anything ever again, Jello or otherwise.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Not a public figure. I'm with you. That's
right, really? You've been championing your ass as a public figure since the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On everything.
Everything, yep.
I mean, NBC used to mean nothing but Cosby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he lost.
And pudding pops.
Yeah. Oh.
So I mean, NBC's got to be thinking about their
Those
whole life
pops
now.
Are
like,
motherfucking delicious, though.
You're not lying.
Getting rid of Cosby and Trump. Like, they're dropping over there.
They are. All right, kids. Bye, we're rolling from hour two to hour three. We're going to bid Marnie a farewell. She's got some things to do before she goes to bed tonight. So bye, Marn.
Thank
bye,
you guys very much.
Final hour will just
night,
be
everybody.
You too.
And a great couple weeks. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We'll be here. All right, kids. Thanks so much. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to do a segment we like to call "What the Fuck Is She Talking About?" with Kat Carlson, where we pretty much just shit on whatever the hell she's trying to sell.
What the fuck?
I'm going to get more coffee because coffee seems to be the thing that I should drink all night. We're going to make another pot. We're going to make it full strength this time. Stay with us. Hour three coming right up. Right here.
Faster, better, stronger.
Excuse me. Oh, my God. Come on. Things are going on. We'll be right back.
Yes.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening again, everybody. It is me, Clayton McKee, and I sit alongside Marnie.
The drunker I get, the funnier you get.
And Al.
That's a good rule to live by.
Marnie has just left the building. She's got some things to do, but you've left with... I just realized I have the date wrong on that little super. We're going to change that.
We'll they told you that at the beginning of the show. If you were here at the beginning, you'd know that.
Does it still say June 18th?
No, it said June 30th.
Oh, sure.
I changed it last week, but I forgot this week.
The week before that, you hadn't changed.
No, I just... No. These are all things that I think to do that enhance, and then I forget to fix them the next week, and it's all not an enhancement anymore.
Well, everybody brought it up in the chat room, but you kind of brush right past it.
I don't read the chat room because I have a show to produce. I only
That's
read the
a good play.
I read like the chat.
What is the show called?
Me and you guys.
Oh. I'm gonna look that up. Is that available?
Yes.
Yes.
Hashtag me and you fuckers. No, but what the deal
That's
is?
A great name.
I only.
That'd be our parent.
The I show get in, me and you fuckers.
I get involved with the chat room when you read entertainment, and then you read whatever the fuck you're doing. That's when I take time to read it because you guys read the chat room when I'm talking. Fair. Don't tell me that's not fair.
Sometimes I'm preparing my segment.
Jumpsicles.
Yeah, sometimes you're preparing your segment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to update this fucking date. You watch
update the date.
It's exciting. What is the date? 7/7/15?
Indeed. Sir yes. or ma'am. Sir or ma'am.
Sure. Well, what we're going to do now, because, the ratings are in, the rave reviews, here she goes. What's her name? It's Kat Carlson.
Funny as fuck.
It's something like this, and here it goes.
Sure. Tonight in my segment that we're not really sure what to do with or what to call, I want to talk about .coms, I want to talk about Girl Scouts, I want to talk about Not Gay Day. If we get to it, we can talk about Jared and his little raid, we can talk about the Bulls in Spain, we can talk about crybabies in basketball, we can talk about the new spokesperson for abstinence. That's a lot of shit.
Oh, I hope it's a Palin. I hope it's a Palin.
The new spokesperson for abstinence. In about three more days, it'll be me. Just keep going.
Good for you.
I'm going to get some more coffee because I think it really it's a great coffee. I really enjoy the coffee.
What do you call that, coffee?
Coffee. It's a good coffee.
Well, we'll start there. Ciara and Russell Wilson are now practicing abstinence.
Oh. What a waste of both of them.
I know. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is getting candid about his relationship with Ciara in a sit down with their pastor and apparently the news.
In a private meeting that was attended by the press.
Like you do.
In her vagina.
Yeah. You know, he first starts out like very sweet. He says, I met this girl named Ciara who is the most beautiful woman in the world. Yeah. She's the most kind person, the most engaging person. I mean, I feel like she sings a nice song, but I can't bring it to mind at the time.
She was terrible on SNL.
Was she?
Oh, terrible. Yeah, one of the worst performances I've ever seen.
Isn't she? She's shouted out by Missy Elliott in one song. I don't remember what song that is.
Yeah, I never heard of her. She was on SNL and she was terrible.
Yeah.
She could neither sing nor dance.
But then he goes on to say that I knew that God had brought me into her life to bless her and for her to bless me and to bless so many people.
I think he means blow me. I think he chumps to call that word. Yeah.
I feel like he got it
wrong. Pick up the phone. God is calling. He meant blow you.
Yeah. She's busy promoting her new album, Jackie. Her current single, ironically titled Dance Like We're Making Love.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck like we're doing it.
But Russell Wilson has decided that God is speaking directly to him.
Oh, for the love
of
Jesus.
For so many things. God spoke to him while he played football. God spoke to him when he met Ciara. God spoke to him.
Is he George W. Bush?
Yeah. Apparently staying abstinent would be a miracle for both of them.
I think he just called her a whore. Be a fucking miracle if she kept her legs closed. I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
Well, he says, I ain't going to lie to y'all now.
I like the paraphrase.
I need y'all to pray for us. Because I know y'all seen her on screen. If there's a 10, she's a 15.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're
settle down, Mr. Wilson.
They're going to stay abstinent for God.
I do enjoy.
I got to Google her. How are we spelling Ciara?
Is it C-I-A?
R-A.
You know, traditional spelling.
In future headlines,
Ciara will be pregnant.
Are these
love child of Ciara and Russell Wilson?
Already
may or may not be Jesus.
Ciara's crotch broken from making Russell Wilson wait.
It's infiltration, Wilson.
Oh well, why don't we just go ahead and say?
Oh, she is very pretty.
Well, let's wait. So Ciara the singer, is it?
Well, yeah.
Oh, is it Ciara the singer? I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry, I was outside.
Missy Elliott screams her name at the beginning of
because she's hot.
I don't remember the name of the song. I can probably sing it all.
Is it a Missy Elliott song?
It is a Missy Elliott song.
She is very,
that
was a guess. Very attractive. Why
staying
is he,
in sports.
Why is he not hitting that? What the fuck?
God.
America.
Spoke to
that,
him.
That is, I am sorry, sir.
Oh, well, there. I'd film that.
She's a fan. Yeah,
look at those two.
Right.
They could do a how-to video.
and
call
they
it Magic
may.
Mike Third. This time it's personal. Right. Upper coochie with a press and a pastor.
That, parenthetically, upper coochie.
Upper coochie.
And that doesn't mean it's higher up there. It just, There's a lower Gucci and an upper Gucci.
We're just a couple helium balloons away from being all the way in the Gucci.
Two balloons.
It's a two balloon ride.
Pop, pop, pop.
Please do not shoot the balloons with guns.
Don't shoot the balloons at all.
Don't kick the baby.
Don't get your chum sickle all over
my balloons.
That is not okay.
It's not okay.
Not okay. I did not sign up for a chum sickle.
Whatever you do, don't eat BBs. Mm-mm. I'm telling you. Pew, 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 pew. Okay.
Sticking with sports, basketball player Matt Bonner.
Who
plays for the San Antonio Spurs, says that upgrading to an iPhone 6 took a toll on his shooting last season.
Oh.
That's right. His new phone, blaming the large screen smartphone.
He's trying to make white out?
Nope. Blaming the large screen smartphone for an elbow injury that impacted his performances for the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, please.
The renowned three-point shooter, now a free agent. Oh, because he sucked at it.
I was going to say, how did the free agency come out?
Discussed his iPhone-related shooting woes in an interview. This Sunday.
I have a problem, too.
The injury to Bonner's left non-shooting elbow lasted from early December to the All-Star break, according to the report.
I think somebody just got free porn on their phone and got a little tired. You know what I mean?
Made a whole lot of whiteout.
Yeah. A whole lot.
Wrap that up with Charlie's leg.
Yeah.
It's called a binder.
It is a chumsicle. It will ice down your wound.
He says, everybody's going to find this hilarious, but here's my theory on how I got it. He says, when the new iPhone came out, it was way bigger than the last one. And I think because I got that new phone, it was a strain to use it. You have to stretch further to hit the buttons. And honestly, I think that's how I ended up developing my non-shooting arm injury.
I just love the non-shooting arm. It's just plain funny.
Yeah. I like the way you said it. Like, you just... So, matter of fact, how's your muffin?
Now, Bonner did not reveal whether the injury was caused by the iPhone 6 with a 4.7-inch display or the 6 Plus with the monster 5.5-inch
That would make more sense.
Display.
The larger your screen, the worse your arm.
Yeah. Longer. The predecessor to the devices, the iPhone 5S, which he had prior to the 6, has a meager mere 4-inch display.
Now,
I will easily handle.
I'm going to give him a little on this because I come from, I drank the Kool-Aid with 3.
Sure.
So I've had 3, 4, 4S, 5, 5S, 6. I didn't go 6 plus.
Legit, because the motherfucker is huge.
It is, because once you get a muscle memory of how to text and how far you have to move a finger, I fucked up spelling all the time when I got the 6 because it was a further reach.
A little farther.
And then you add that I put an external battery on every phone I get as a protective case, mm-hmm. further reach even more.
Make it bigger.
I've seen my friend Michelangelo has that 6 that tablet thing that he walked around with. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do it because it's just huge. You hold it like that wide in your hand and you can't do it. I don't know.
Two hands.
I just screen the letters at it, make it type itself.
Yeah, you just yell at it.
I do. I do. Like I do talk to text.
I like that about you.
But I've never had an issue with my throwing arm, mainly because I've never had to throw anything.
All right.
Just saying.
That feels good.
But the thumb stretching does it changes your carpal tunnel.
And I'm busy because I feel like this is a story about masturbation.
No, it's not. It's about phones.
It kind of is now.
Anyways, I went to Snopes, and it turns out that the Ciara was a man story because I had heard that too. It is just a horrible rumor, kind of like the whole Donna Summer was a man.
That is kind of a horrible rumor.
Was a man
rumor.
In drag for a long time. That was a rumor going around. So. Mm. It turns out it's just something that they say about attractive black women once in a while is...
She looked like a man.
Well, just like, what's her name? Wendy Williams. I can't prove
she
that she's
also
still...
Looking like a man.
Okay, I legitimately, and we've said this before and some people are offended by it, I thought it was a man in drag.
Right.
Sure.
Or, if not a man in drag, then a man that had transitioned.
Right.
And I was fully supportive of her lifestyle, and then I found out now she's just a big gal.
Yeah, big girl.
And I felt terrible, but I saw her on city buses. I was in New York, and she was on every bus, and those pictures are kind of large and in your face, and it really kind of accentuated.
And it said asterisk life size.
Like, yeah.
Parenthetically,
this bitch is big.
She's a big girl. But now I found out that she's kind of offensive, too. But I can't remember why we're offended by her.
By everything that falls out of her mouth, really.
it was the Caitlyn Jenner comments.
Yeah.
I forget now who I'm boycotting or why I'm offended. I just remember to keep a shitty look on my face in case it's you.
Right.
That I'm boycotting or offended by.
Oh, I also found out that Ciara has posed nude. Well, there's that. I didn't find that out. Well, hi, Ciara.
Hi.
Well, going to move away from... Oh, my, George Takei says. Continue on, my wayward son.
Well, speaking of transgender, we're not really any...
Segway City right here. Exactly. Chumsicle.
This story is actually kind of old, but it got run over by a lot of the Supreme Court stuff. The Girl Scouts of America.
Oh, America. Ooh.
Yeah.
Girl Scouts of America. Yes, ma'am.
Have stood up... declared that Girl Scouts is for all girls.
After receiving
a $100,000 donation, I believe it was a California chapter of the Girl Scouts. Anyway, the location doesn't matter. Seattle. A regional chapter of the Girl Scouts received a $100,000 donation, but it had a little note attached. And it said, this donation is not to be used for transgender girls.
Right.
Only to be used for...
Real girls.
Real girls, right.
Biological, yeah. Whatever you have.
And God love the Girl Scouts of America. Like, if you're listening and have 10 extra dollars, go online and send it to the Girl Scouts of America. Because the Girl Scouts of America took that $100,000, which would help so many girls and help so many of their programs and do wonderful, cookies. Lot of fucking cookies.
God, cookies, genius.
I just got fatter thinking.
Yeah. <it. laughs>
Almost up to my size now. I mean, just by thinking it.
But yeah, if you can, send a donation to the Girl Scouts of America, because they took that $100,000 and they sent it back and they said, no, we don't want your money. We're not going to discriminate against any of these girls. And we're going to.
They hashtag, serve all girls.
Yeah, Girl Scouts is hashtag for every girl.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the CEO of the Girl Scouts.
Oh, no, right, you do. I don't personally, but you know.
And the royal we
that I like to speak in.
I'd like to interject for just a second.
Please do.
Do we know who's in Finland?
Yes.
Nero.
Yeah, because I just refreshed this screen over here. Yeah. And, like, we've got we have people. United States, Finland, Kenya, Canada, India, and Thailand. Those are the ones that are currently listening.
Thailand, I feel like we don't have a name for.
Thailand, if you are listening, and it says you're listening, join us in the chat room if you would, and let us know, give us a name, who you are, where you're listening, and maybe how you found us.
And I think a couple guys that have found me from the Philippines, I think they don't listen live.
Don't listen live.
Oh, I think they're like Pascal, that they're delayed. A little bit behind.
Got it.
Sure.
Right, they're not delayed. God, we're just being offensive to people.
No, they listen on the delay. It's not what I meant. And by the way, if you're hearing this on delay, that was not meant to be offensive about the delay.
Marnie went all anti-Semitic.
Just goes off the rails every time.
We say a lot of stuff parenthetically.
Parenthetically.
Sorry about your delay.
Goodness gracious.
And every time they do that joke on Modern Family, I just heard that.
It's like listening to the show.
I just heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But to wrap up the Girl Scout story, transgender girls have always been welcome in the Girl Scouts. They say that our position is not new. It conforms with our continuous commitment to inclusivity.
And I feel like it was from the 70s or 80s. Like, I feel like there was an old...
That was going to be my next question.
There was an old story way, way back in the day of why they allow it. Like,
that was going to be my next question. There's obviously something happened somewhere along the way.
Yeah, there had to have been something to spark it at some point.
And what even more interests me is the fact that, you know, there's been all this hullabaloo with Boy Scouts all this time. Well,
and the Girl Scouts have never played along.
No, right. So that's what I'm saying is somewhere there's been a disconnect between, you know, it's the We Hate Women Club, apparently, or whatever, because the Boy Scouts have been championing for years about all Christian, all boys, all this, all that.
Because the Boy Scouts of America was founded by and is still preaching a Christian ideal. And Girl Scouts of America is just preaching, not even preaching, but is just promoting inclusivity and empowering girls
in education,
and exactly, okay. they're not backed by any Christian organization. But they weren't funded like that. They're
two similar, and I only say similar organizations, being how they're for kids. You Scouts would think that there would be some common ground between the two, but
not
they're not
in any way.
That's unfortunate.
Related. They are not related.
That's unfortunate.
No, and that's super offensive to Girl Scouts. Really, to kind of draw that comparison, the Boy Scouts have been really, really quiet. Lately, though, they had to, because they were turning into
a hate group. They had to settle it down.
They finally came out and said, okay, we can let the baby gays in, but they can't be like troop leaders or anything. And then
said stormtroopers.
They can't be stormtroopers. You cannot make your own jumpsicle. Nope.
Dun, dun, da, da, dun, da, da.
Oh, and then Nance is the self-appointed marketing PR manager for Q-Tuck America, Southeast Asia region. You're the regional director.
And Nance, you're doing a hell of a job.
And the pay is the same as everybody else.
Exactly. Same pay scale. Shitty.
All right. My next story, I like people that fall for it. And by fall for it, I mean just read the headline on the Facebooks and go, oh my God, it's true.
Right. And don't see the onion.com.
Right. And it's so very fun to watch them fall for it sometimes. But I want to let everyone know that Obama did not declare a National Gay Day. Now, this headline has gone around, and even some supposedly newsworthy resources kind of fell for it because it spoofed a USA Today page, and even The Advocate fell for it.
Oh my gosh! All right.
Yeah, The Advocate fell for it, and then the article that I'm sourcing right now is again from The Advocate, going, "Oh wait, just kidding." Okay, so for everybody that thought that Obama declared June 26th National Equality Day, that's not a thing. It's a coincidence. Well, it may not be a coincidence. We'll never know what the Supreme Court was thinking, but it appears to be coincidental that all the same-sex marriage and all the equality rights rulings were handed out on the same day in different years.
And everybody has been questioning that.
Right. That may or may not be a coincidence from the Supreme Court, but
I think somebody's watching and going, you know what, let's give it to them on this one.
The phony articles that are going around are claiming that President Obama called on Congress to enshrine June 26th as National Equality Day.
Yeah, because you can imagine that phone call to a Republican House and a Republican Senate. That's,
hey, we're going
to
make a national holiday. We haven't declared a national holiday since, I think, Memorial Day?
Martin Luther King Day. And that seriously took a war, and almost literally.
And Mesa almost seceded from the state because of it, because when, remember that whole bullshit with Mesa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they were just offended.
Yeah. Of course.
Strongly held religious beliefs, my mistake.
Strongly!
Further, in the interest of educating, in case you were wondering, Obama cannot single-handedly declare a national holiday. He can make a lot of executive orders and a lot of proclamations, but in order to...
And he can do a hands up.
And they can call... Can hands you up. Can declare
He's my
it
new
like...
favorite emoticon. I respond to everything with an Obama face now.
Yeah. That's fun.
Text me sometimes. I've got thumbs up. I've got the motherfucker sleeping. I've got him crying. I've got him laughing. I've got him winking.
I want these.
Just Google Obama and whatever emotion that you want, and they're out there. They're totally out there.
Stand by.
Yeah. And I'm using them as a response to everything, like comments on Facebook, text messages. Some of my friends are a little annoyed already, but it's still hilarious to me, so it's going to continue.
I'm sure.
Yeah. But anyway, in order to enact a national holiday, it has to be approved by Congress, a large majority of Congress, and the president. Like, there's a whole thing that has to go into it. It's basically amending some constitutional
Yeah,
shit.
But
like, it's a lot.
He can proclaim something like National Women's Day.
A lot of shit.
And they do that in different cities where it's, you know, Jerry Garcia Day or something like that. Yeah. It means absolutely nothing.
But like a federal holiday, like a bank holiday where schools close and businesses close can only be added with the approval of Congress. The president cannot do that. In case you were wondering.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of people that, you know, just scroll by and believe whatever headline.
He can think,
like,
you know, yeah. Kind of like that April 20th. It's not really a holiday. It's just 420. People just take it. They
it's
made it
really
their own.
It's just Hitler's birthday. Celebrate responsibly.
Oh, 420 is? Mm-hmm. Oh, half of them. Write that down.
Sure is.
Did not know that. I don't keep up a lot with the Hitler.
I didn't know anything about the, like, I never heard the term 420 till not that long ago. And then it kept coming up, because isn't Columbine, wasn't that April 20th as well? And, like, Waco, Texas was, like, all in that date. And some people, like, there was this whole little conspiracy theory about what it all was, and was it in honor of Hitler's birthday? And I was like, okay, that's a lot of stuff about 420. It was one of those things that all of a sudden that number meant so many different things.
Oh.
And I had never heard it referred to about pot in my entire life. I was in my 30s before I ever heard that phrase said out loud. And I'm like, the fuck is 420? And people still don't know what it is. Like, some people have said it's like what the police call over the radio for, like, finding, you know, for like a drug bust, but it's not. Like, none of the things.
20 is a location. Like, the 420 would be. Like,
1020 would be your location.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was just all these things, and I.
What's your 20? 20 means.
Yeah, 20 is location.
20 is location.
So
I don't remember what 4 is.
So just funny, the things that, you know, the urban legends that sneak out and make it around, and all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, it's 420. Like, no, that wasn't a thing. I was alive in the 70s, kids.
Well, speaking
Or if it was, nobody told me, which is possible, too, because, you know, I'm not on everybody's chat board.
That's a true story.
That's a true story.
A lot of them, but not everybody's.
Not everybody's.
Well, speaking of educating
not all up in all your chumsicles.
It is... It is the annual running of the bulls.
Bum, bum, bum!
In Spain, in Pamplona, they do this every year.
That was a horse. There's where we're making human chumpsicles.
There we are, sorry.
Those are some stupid fucking people.
Yeah.
Thus far, in the first day of the running of the bulls, two Americans and a Briton were gored and eight other people injured as thousands of daredevils dashed alongside fighting bulls through the streets of Pamplona, Spain, on the first bull run of the annual season. Dumb, dumb, dumb. So just in case you were wondering, bulls, here's the score, and we'll keep score. Bulls 11, dumbasses 0. Yeah,
no, it's just...
like, there's not even a whole lot more to say about that other than... why? I don't see the draw to that one. But I thought it worth, you know, something to follow up on. I'm going to continue to keep score.
Every year they show it, and every year they show the mangled fucker that you don't have to be...
Well, sure.
You don't have to be the fastest runner. You just have to be, what is it, faster than that guy.
Right.
Right. And no, maybe more agile.
That's one of those jokes that always makes me laugh. You don't have to be the fastest runner, just faster than that guy.
And it's something to watch. Like, you know, I've looked up the videos, and everybody's seen it at least once in passing somewhere. Turns out it's a 9-day festival, features 24-hour street partying, several runnings of the bull, daily, in fact. They run 930 yards down a long, narrow road with fighting bulls, like the bulls that they use in the fighting rings. Bull runs are a traditional part of the summer festivals across Spain. This one just happens to be the most famous.
Yeah, and say the name of the town again.
Pamplona.
Pamplona, yeah.
So, Bulls 11, dummies, 0.
Fresh chumpsicles. All right. How do you say that in Spanish? Chumpsiclos.
Chumpsicle fresca.
Cicle. It's not gum. It's not like chicle.
Rhymes with chicle.
It could be chewy. You don't know.
And it's so tasty, it too.
It's either chumpsicle or really shitty.
All right.
What's the stuff she put in her mouth? What's the fish she ate?
I don't know.
Calamari.
Oh, calamari, yeah.
Really shitty calamari.
So glad I paid attention to that.
This is either a slow runner or shitty calamari.
All right. Clayton McKee, this next story, you might want to take some notes.
Oh, God, I got a pen.
Yep.
Got it?
The ever-expanding internet is bursting out of its .com world and headed for new worlds of .dot what? Well, try .dog, .love, .movie. These are just a few examples of the digital vastness beyond websites that end in .com or even .org, .gov, .edu, and a few others that have become familiar to us. Hundreds of new internet domains wait in the wings, and a local bank may be among the first to venture into one of the newest .dot worlds. That's right, your local bank might be Bank of America .dot bank.
Oh,
that's right.
I think it makes
more
sense.
There are new suffixes, so here's what I'd like us to do. I'd like us to think of the many... varied dot whatevers, and I'd like us to just register them or shout them out to our friends. Yeah.
Okay.
This bitch dot what?
This bitch dot what? Fish dot please.
Chumsicle dot tasty.
Oh, there was a story about a dolphin jumping into a boat and breaking a woman's ankles, and they have a picture of like a shark looking at the dolphin going, fish please. And it's been making me laugh all week long.
Oh, here's another one that I really like. .wtf.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Clayton McKee. .wtf. So,
why the face? Yeah. Why the face?
Or what? Or what the fuck?
No, that's what Phil Dunphy thinks it is on Modern Family.
Oh,
because when he thinks he's really cool and hip, and somebody says WTF, he's like, why the face?
Sounds very Dunphy.
Yeah. Well, for those of you that are looking to expand your online presence, there are literally hundreds of new suffixes available out there. Do your research and find them. One popular one that we're going to see a lot of, I think, in the near future is going to be .movie. The Hunger Games is the first one to go to the new
domain.
.domain. So the next, the information on the next Hunger Games movie is going to be at hungergames.movie. .cunt. Yes, thank you, Drew.
Ooh.
Buy it.
Write it down.
Buy it. Sold.
I don't think I can get the whole domain. That's a lot.
Oh, is it? Well, can't we just do one thing? Like,
well, we already have Cunt Tuesday.
I know, but the show at ClaytonMcKee.cunt would be
kind
of funny.
I think we need alperkins.cunt.
We already own that. Well, not .cunt. I own... Missy Al.com.
Oh, we don't need all of it. I just want the show at ClaytonMcKee.com. I think that's funny.
I'll log
funny
into
too.
My GoDaddy account.
You don't need the whole
account.
Southwest.
In fact, I just renewed BuddyEarly.com because he wouldn't give me a commitment.
See,
of,
oh, there it is. The show.cunt.
Ooh,
I do enjoy that, Harrison. That nice I one. Do enjoy.
Well, you'll have to update us.
The World Trade Federation, the WTF.
Oh, goodness gracious. What else? Do I have anything else?
I was at my mom's the other day, and they had a big headline coming up in the news. Blah, 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 and it said, mm-hmm. The internet runs out of space. And I'm like, no. And it came back.
No such thing.
And the whole thing was about this, that some of the .coms and all had just, or no, excuse me. Wasn't that? It was IP addresses. Numerically, because
we
IP addresses, for those of you who don't, those are numbers. In fact, everything that you type in, if it's a word like bankofamerica.com or the show with ClaytonMcKee.com, it gets translated from whatever you typed in word-wise, and it becomes a number. It's an IP address. It's a dose.
And it's because you've registered
Six. Yes, it's just six. One word. Dumbass.
Yeah.
So,
and the way that works is you've registered the words
right.
in relationship to an IP address. So
right.
when your website gets disconnected and it all of a sudden goes to a landing page, something's fucked up and your IP address probably changed.
Right.
Or you fucked up your registration.
Or
you have to
server was down or
up.
One of those
right.
things. Are. But it
so
said,
your story was called .domains? Sorry.
The story?
No, yeah, but like what do I Google to read more about that? Is it .domain or like...
I Google... Well, here, why don't I just send you the link of what
I was
thinking.
Put the link in the hinky-doo. Yeah.
In the hinky-doo. Well, we're all kinds of
gosh,
fancy now.
What all words? We've lost complete control.
So let's
put some... Yeah.
The internet here. Changes address from IP port.
Can I flash back to something? And you tell me if this is right or wrong. Snopes.
Wrong.
.com.
Snopes.com. Though it is believed, urban legend is that the 420 was the cop call for pot. According to what I'm reading, it actually started in San Rafael High School in Northern California back in 71.
A bunch of stoners were looking for a lost pot.
Right, and they met. They would meet daily to get high at 420 because that was the time they all met. And so that's where that all came from. 420 yeah. is because of the time that they met to go look for a fortune that they never found.
Yeah.
And it just perpetuated through and 420
because
just became...
Because they were stoned. So they
right.
probably forgot what they were looking for about halfway
God,
through.
Why are we here?
Why are we here?
Why are we
what
here?
Happened?
And it's a statue of someone and it just turned into 420.
Mm.
But that's mean. Like, when I just Googled it, I'm like, well, that's not a very interesting story. It's a bunch of stoners that had nothing else to do at 420.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not as fun as you want it to be.
But you sometimes have to do something fun, like
sometimes the urban
the police
legend is
call.
Better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Got it.
But honestly, and it said it was from the 70s. I never heard that.
Oh, Aaron, is it ICANN.org? Is that where the story comes from? ICANN is
no,
an...
No, they'll probably have information, though.
Right. Because ICANN.org, if I'm not mistaken, is the one who actually hands out all of those domains.
Sure does. Sure does. Manages the whole thing.
Well, I'll have to log into my GoDaddy account
here
and see
okay,
what...
So I got the story now.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure if dot cunt is out there, I can pretty damn sure guarantee I can get a web address for it.
Well, yeah.
I
not
like
for
it.
The whole domain, just I can get a domain on
right.
that.
You're not like, some of the new extensions, that's the word I've been looking for 10 minutes.
Good for you.
Yeah, finally good. Found it.
It's not a new word either,
no,
but congratulations
sure not,
that you landed there.
Couldn't find it.
Three more balloons.
Some of the new extensions will be specifically controlled. For example, geographic ones like .nyc will be restricted to
New York City.
New York City, and right. probably a lot of them controlled by the city of.
Mm-hmm.
There will be restrictions. I don't believe it's
unless I'm seeing something, not seeing something that I should be. I think that's a great idea to have. I think all banks should be .bank if it's a financial institution, or
sure.
if it's
we should be .com.
Or if it's a credit union.
Legit.
I like the fact that they all are kind of in their own little that way. Yeah. It's
I also think Buddy Early should have BuddyEarly.com. I'm just going to put that out there.
Now I was told. Look, Aaron's. I was told because you can't see that they don't no vulgarities. There is .sex though. That's dirty
for porn.
Oh, and there's also right. .xxx if I'm not mistaken. There's also that.
And
one.
And I like .twat too.
Yeah, I don't think it's a choose your own adventure. I think they've.
No,
released a list
that's
of
not
them.
To say that's not to say you can't get cunt.com.
.com. It's got to be already porn.
Oh no, I'm sure it is.
I can't. That's going to cost a lot of money.
In fact, I'll just go there now and see what.
That's what I'm
please
doing.
Please do not Google image cunt.com. I'm just no.
Oh, it's actually it takes you to www1 like www1.cunt.com.
Yeah, no, it's a landing page with just links. It's not actually developed.
I bet it's probably for sale. Somebody and it's probably a lot of money.
Probably.
Okay, I'll look that up.
All right.
Okay.
Legit. Do I need another story?
You got plenty of time.
Do you want me to tell you about how you're going to pay more for your Starbucks?
Yes. Oh, okay, because I want to cry about that. But Jenny, in my college at Buff State, there was a stairway that went to nowhere. The door was locked. It was a way to get to the roof. Yeah, no.
There was one to heaven, and there was this other one.
And there was other one. But everyone smoked. You just went and smoked. I don't know. No. That's what I said. It was not that there was a time of day, but everything up there was pot-related, and they had, like, have a paper, leave a paper, in case you went up there and didn't have something to smoke with. And there was, like, everybody up there on this, I think it was, like, the fourth floor. And the door to the roof had long been sealed off. And but everyone just got stoned up there. We used to sit up there and, like, write musicals and sing songs. And we were up there all fucking day.
Oh, yeah. When I was in high school, there were, like, the gigantic pine trees that create kind of a fort underneath when they grow big enough. Mm-hmm. And the branches fall down. That's where we all smoked.
Gotta get it done.
Yeah, it was a nice little fort. And it was kind of like camping.
If I remember correctly, there was no cigarette smoking in the pod area. There was another staircase for them.
Yeah, that's separate.
Aaron, I feel in L.A., calm down. What are you doing? Something about nobody listens to you, whatever you banged your head against. Go get ice cream. I don't know what. If you think we pay that much attention on this show to reality... I don't know where we've lost you.
We're gonna
no, it's not for sale in all caps. For God's sakes, you could have private messaged me that. Gee, all of a sudden you're very angry. Ben Carlson, stop yelling at me. It makes me cry. Fuck you.
Oh,
well, that's funny.
Fun with the chat room. You know what? If you're listening and able to get in the chat room and not, then...
It really does enhance the experience of this show, whether you're on delay or not.
Oh, well, because everybody... my dot cunt dream. Don't yell at me. My dream just died.
Stop yelling at me.
We make dreams die every day here at Key Talk.
Speaking of dying dreams, your caramel frappuccino with a double shot, skim, no whip, is going to cost more. That's right. As of today, the Associated Press reports most areas of the country will pay about 10 cents more for just a tall pike. Thank you.
Diabolical.
All the other drinks, the ones that keep people waiting in line, will cost between 5 and 20 cents more in the United States. However, food prices, your Dusty Muffin.
.org.
Same.
.org. DustyMuffin.org.
Dusty.muffin. That's fun.
That's the entire story now.
Wow.
That's the Starbucks got more expensive.
What else is there to say?
And you know, those fuckers could charge whatever they want to.
Right. Well, I've got my prices memorized, though.
Yeah.
Tall pike with three ice cubes, $1.90. Now it's going to be an even $2.
What the hell's a pike?
It's the Pike Place roast.
Pike's Place is where they started. Okay. It's a big thing in Seattle. If you go to Pike's,
it's
Pike's
the
Market,
name of
Pike's.
I've heard of Pike's Peak. It's not like it's
medium
foreign to me.
Medium roast brew.
Oh.
It's not the really dark stuff, but it's not that weird, like, watery blonde.
Oh, that blonde shit. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
Not okay.
Yeah, mine.
By the way, that's my Lux coffee from just down the street. No peaks involved.
Delightful.
Mine's a venti.
You're welcome, Molly.
venti Americano.
She does like
hot with a couple
drink.
Ice cubes.
Oh, you're an Americano. Okay.
$3.19.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
$3.21, depending on city tax.
$2.20, $2.21.
Whatever
it takes.
Yeasty.
I like it.
Daddy, why won't the crazy lady stop screaming? I'm scared.
That's Al, not me.
Oh, that's funny. All right, work on questions, people.
I got nothing. Play an intro.
I got a yeasty chumsicle.
There's nothing else that anybody wants to talk about? All of a sudden, I was Porky Pig. Where the hell is that?
We shot our news wad last week. They're just
we
made our own chumsicles last week. I mean, come on.
That was a Supreme Court chumsicle right
I don't
there.
Enjoy you saying the phrase, we shot our wads. I don't know how I feel about that.
Why would you not feel good?
I don't know.
I just feel like
coming,
that's the goal.
Coming
of life.
From him, it just didn't. I wasn't ready for it.
Oh my
it.
God, Jenny, you are filthy. Warm, tangy. Is it a cherry I taste?
What?
420 serves one.
She's describing her Dusty Muffin.
Warm apple
Shut
pie.
Shut up. That's her warm, Dusty Muffin tangy. Flavor?
It's from that skit with Betty White. She describes her Dusty Muffin. Warm, tangy. Is that a cherry?
That's exactly how I feel about that.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Did you hear that Hulk Hogan's allowed to wear one bandana in court?
No! Is that a real story?
That's a real story.
No!
Yeah. Hang on, I can't remember why he's going to court, though.
I would love to know why. And
well,
then
stand by.
There's no precedent. I'd like to know the precedent of this. I'm sorry, sir. Two bandanas? Nope. That's a Milli Vanilli violation.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. What? So Hulk Hogan is suing Gawker.
Okay.
For what? Probably for... Oh, for releasing details of his sex tape. Yeah. But then,
what's like it called? Failomania?
The news article, because he is
little ulcers.
Right, he's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
and has a very distinctive look and a very distinctive like following and a very
penis.
He's got quite well. I didn't see the tape.
Does he have a little bandana around the head of his dick? Is what I
did not see the tape.
Please get to the tape.
But no, there was an entire like preliminary day in his court proceedings to talk about his bandana. No shit, Sherlock.
Oh, wow. My God.
Yeah, this is a thing. And the judge decided, she says, this is not going to be a circus. You are permitted to wear one plain bandana. No Hulkamania. No ripping your motherfucking shirt off.
Come on.
We're not Magic Mic'ing up in here.
Yeah. Right.
This happened. This
you don't get a theme song. Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be nice to have your theme song as you go in.
She says this is not... Oh, she called it a carnival. This is not going to be a carnival.
No,
is what she said.
What in the hell is going on?
Yeah. Like, I don't even care about the trial. I don't care about the lawsuit, but the fact that they had an entire day in court over Hulk Hogan's bandana
made me giggle.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this hashtag America.
America.
Good Lord. God love us.
What does this sound like? Louis the Clown.
I don't know. Play all the sounds.
I have sound bites. I can't.
LouisTheClown.com.
No, I don't remember what this is for.
And that's where police found him, at the home of Damien Mays, the man who took care of Louis and tuned his organ every day.
Oh, that's the guy that stole the mechanical clown from the carnival ride or whatever the fuck that was. Never mind.
Tuned his organ.
Wow. Well, that's a nice. That's not bad.
Was he in the Hulk Hogan video?
Huh?
Said, was he in the Hulk Hogan video?
Could be.
Oh. I don't know. I just did like 8 stories.
You did. And
you
remember,
did. Santa just is white.
Yeah. Can't forget God. That. We always have to remember that. Got it.
Mm-mm. How about I could follow up on the Satanic Temple and they're not actually going to build their thing on the. Oh, in Oklahoma.
No. I mean, well, you can, yeah, that too.
Go ahead.
Our white supremacist friend who had a rally at Walmart. To protest. He's the one that did the protest in front of the Islamic temple with
guns.
Oh,
here in town? Mm-hmm.
And then he said that he and his family had to go into hiding, so he did a GoFundMe page to raise
millions. I want him all to go into hiding.
He had to raise millions of dollars because he was in so much danger. Well, then he did a protest in front of Walmart. Was it on Sunday?
I did not see this.
I was in a Walmart here, and they showed up.
Exactly. Tuned his organ.
But anyway, so he showed up. So he's no. I guess he wasn't really
he's
in
no
danger.
Longer hiding.
But he went to Walmart and they did this whole thing like for to fly the flag and they were protesting Walmart's not selling Confederate flags. And then,
oh Lord,
counter protesters showed up. And one of the people in the counter protest
like
threw the American
counter.
Flag. Yeah, they were. I do not like your counter.
Is that for Micah?
That's a counter protester.
It looks all like coffee, granite, ladies but it's and a gentlemen. Laminate.
So
it's not a laminate.
So the
like your teeth.
The counter protester threw an American flag on the ground and stepped on it, and they all got offended. And the one reporter points out, he's like. It wasn't a reporter. I think it was just like an online article. He was like, you know, you're an asshat when you make the kid stepping on the American flag look like the good guy. Like, you know, there's something wrong when he's the better person in this story. But then Walmart's manager came out and said, get off my lawn. So they had to move the protest elsewhere because Walmart was like, no, we're trying
not
to
here.
Fix our image, not make it worse.
Not here, ladies and gentlemen. Not fucking here. Okay, well, we got plenty of time. We're going to go in with this and see how we go. So stand by. Here we go, kids.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. we will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
Wow.
Don't fuck the hottest girl you've ever seen.
Ever.
Sincerely, God.
At least till that rash goes away.
Right. Molly, this is for you. Opening a bag of, what are these? They're Snyder's
Snacker pretzel popper poppers. Something.
An airy, crunchy pretzel shell made of three deliciously cheesy flavors. Mm, oh, God, it smells good.
Okay, we've devolved to reading the package.
Oh, my God.
We need it to, are they good?
Oh, fuck y'all.
It's 420 somewhere.
Would you like to try some?
Oh, please. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's gone nonverbal, ladies and gentlemen.
Have yourself one of them.
All right, this one's offensive.
All right, well, the preceding 2 hours and exactly. 45 minutes.
Well,
we got to make up for lost time now.
But not anti-Semitic.
Oh, well, let's go out with a bang.
Yeah. If your child were to be boring, stupid, or ugly, which one would you prefer?
Ugly.
That's a...
Because I feel like I could not stand for boring or stupid.
Okay.
I feel like the lesser of all evils there in that particular list.
Yeah, because
be ugly. Because you can put some lipstick on a pig and improve that a little bit.
And we live close to Scottsdale. So.
And you hear things like, "Wow, that pig's got lipstick on."
Right.
Which isn't boring.
Look at that pig wearing some fucking lipstick.
It's a good conversation piece. Look at that; it's already working. I think I'd go with unattractive because I agree. If you're smart. And what was the other one? Entertaining? What was it?
Not boring.
The opposite boring. Boring, right?
And
I think I would go with unattractive because then if worst came to worst, you could get a couple
you
things
fixed. You
could
take fixed. A chisel and a hammer to it. All right. Would your choice depend on the child's gender?
I don't know.
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No. All right, well, that does it for this week's show.
I know, Richard. Good work. Stupid, because they can be a funny kind of stupid.
Stupid could be funny. Thank you, Drew.
Seriously, you could raise Michelle Bachman and just watch Stupid happen and probably just sit there making a drinking game.
And cash in, if at all possible.
No. As long as they're kind.
Okay, now here's this one's... If it would greatly reduce crime in your community, would you be willing to have continuous video monitoring of all roads, walkways, parks, and other public places?
We virtually do now. I mean, in a lot of ways.
I don't know. Like, who's monitoring? Like, that's always the problem when you're monitoring.
It's crime.
It's the boys
in
Men
in Black.
The boys from Men in Black.
It's the thin blue line.
But is it the good police or is it the bad police?
Well, we never know that.
Are they a good witch or a bad witch?
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually Willy Wonka.
I don't know. That much information and power in anybody's hand is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Like, that turns at a certain point and becomes less about keeping you safe and more about controlling you and...
Yeah.
Power.
But what if we only referred to the tape of something happened? It's not like you're watching...
Oh, they always say that. Like,
but if you're going back...
Until you find some dude fucking a Toyota and then it's all over the internet.
No. Ask Frau Merkel. She's not happy about it.
Sure. She's been upset about it for quite some time. But it is lovely when you get when something's committed and you can find out that there's a store across the street that had a camera that actually saw what happened. And then you're like, the guy wasn't there. Yeah, you were there. We saw you were there.
Yeah. And I feel like every TV show is kind of like dulled us to this concept because every time something like a criminal, let's check the traffic cameras. There was a car speeding at this light. And you're like, can you imagine someone speeding? Oh, we caught them at the traffic light at 15th Avenue and Campbell. Who's watching that shit? You know what I mean? Like, but if you watch TV shows, you assume that every traffic light has a camera on it.
Right,
right.
Yeah, well,
from
yeah.
all true. Four angles.
Right.
In high definition. Like,
when shit goes down, yeah, you want there to be video
But don't you think TV's
evidence,
kind of
if you're the victim.
Don't you think TV's already prepared? Like, we already just assume that there's cameras everywhere for
watching
TV?
Oh, we do assume that, but unfortunately they're not everywhere because in your case, you had a bike stolen. What? There was no fucking camera on where your bike was stolen from.
I feel like 7-Eleven has prepared me for this eventuality, but...
Because all of my solo dances at the 7-Eleven have been memorialized. Dancing in the Cheetos.
Wow, I didn't know. Was there a special channel for that?
It's my sexy time.
That's what denotes sex.
When they broadcast it to Asia, that's what they call it.
Sexy Missy time with Missy
sexy,
Al.
Yeah, sexy
Cheeto
time,
Cam.
Cheeto Cam.
The Cheeto Cam. Jester Cheetah.
I cannot.
Oh, that's your marker food. Okay, I gotcha.
I remember that. Oh, God. Where were we talking about marker
here.
Food?
Here.
Was that last week?
It was last week.
Okay.
Yes.
And I really have to thank...
I was like, wait.
With Katie June, who you forgot was here, too.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of blackouts.
Oh, that's the marker food.
I'm a barely functioning human at this point.
Not a girl.
When I don't work a lot, I get into all kinds of mischief. And by mischief, I mean alcohol.
She drinks.
But I really wanted to thank her last week because... Well, thank her today for last week.
We can text her.
For the hand job by the dumpster, because it was great for both of us. $20 is $20. Let's just say it.
I agree. Yeah.
We needed a new chumsicle.
There's your sickle.
What was that noise?
I was exhaling and clearing the throat at the same time. Also, it's Jurassic Clayton.
I need to see both hands.
Right, right here. Right here.
Yeah,
his
hands
right here.
Off the table.
Somewhere there's a cat.
No, okay.
When she was explaining that Supreme Court ruling, I realized how stupid I was because...
Just then. Okay.
I knew, like, the beginning of the story, the end of the story, and who to root for, but everything
none
in
of the
middle,
yeah.
I knew none of that. And I was really,
which
like...
Which story was this? She told a few.
About the Arizona,
the legislative districts.
The legislative districts.
Got it.
But I really was missing the whole middle part of that story. I did not realize till she was talking about it that we were doing the right thing already. Mm-hmm. I thought we were part of a gerrymandered thing, but we were one of the few that wasn't. So it was kind of an interesting story that we were fighting to keep ourselves from that.
Arizona was already number one in something, and it wasn't in a bad way.
Yeah.
We're actually on the verge of being, like, politically a fairly legit place
Shut
and a fairly...
Up.
Yeah.
Wow.
And a fairly competitive place and a fairly, like, evenly represented place. Like, we're just on... This
side
of crazy.
Purple, yeah.
We are
almost
living
purple.
In history. Is that what we're saying? We're right in the middle of it?
Smacked
my
up.
God.
Yeah.
Good thing.
So, and Harrison asked a question about the shark cage, but we covered that a couple times because I've been in a shark cage.
Oh,
Richard,
hell no.
Shut up.
And she won't even on the boat.
Nope.
And
Richard, just shut up.
Clayton's
we covered,
not going
we covered
going
the
to
noise.
The
we covered the noise.
But they're on a delay. They just heard it.
I know.
oh,
what was that? An epiphany. I'll just, God damn.
Okay.
I would like all of you to know that I am completely sober. Oh, I have not had anything to drink, and it's just this coffee. This may be my new thing.
I'm still burning off yesterday's
alcohol. Oh, I know you are, because you were just muffin.org, and then you danced in your house. God damn, that was funny.
Oh, now here's, this is a question. What
do
we got?
We got time.
This is a tough one. If your parents became infirm and you had to either bring them into your home or put them in a nursing home, which would you do? And what about any sibling of yours who were unable to care for themselves?
Wait, my siblings unable to care for themselves too?
Yeah, so I mean, you got the whole circus.
All of my people are fucked, and I'm the only one left.
You're the only person that can.
That sounds like an apocalypse, really.
That
right
does
there.
Sound like an apocalypse.
Uh-huh.
In my situation, I'm pretty sure I should probably ask next time I see them, but
no, is the caller there?
Sure. My parents are so like academic about everything and so by the book about everything, you know, they read every parenting book in the world. And then, you know, I was born and that fucked them over, but you know, they're very academic about everything. So I'm quite certain that they have a plan of how they want things handled in almost every eventuality.
Oh, that's good.
You know, that's very like helpful. I said, I should probably, you know, yeah, I should probably ask the next time I'm home and be like, so, you know, you're crippled in the car accident. What am I doing here? Or is it all Becky's problem? Because it could just all go to my sister because I left home so young.
Yeah.
And my sister stayed so close.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've assumed for quite a few years that if anything ever happened, like it fall on her, not me. I'm the kid that ran away from home and, you know, fucked up her life all kinds of good until I got better.
Yeah.
Got better.
And now look where you are.
You know, but my sister is still a whole lot closer, you know, both geographically and emotionally to my parents. So I think a lot of it would fall on her. If they're all just vegetables, then I don't know. You know,
you just get a cream sauce going in.
Right.
try to jumpsicle your way out of it.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I certainly... I certainly have a hard time thinking about like putting my parents in a home. But then again, do I, you know, want to have to take care of them and have that lifestyle too? You know what I mean? Because I have my life and I want to live it
mm-hmm.
all the way up until I become a vegetable, and then it's somebody else's problem. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I think I talked all the way around that question. How'd I do?
Yeah, I got the idea. I mean, it's tough.
No.
I would certainly be of the mind if, and I know how my mom is about this, but if that happened, I would absolutely bring her in and to my home and take care of anything that I could. But knowing how my mom is, my mom would not want to do that. She would rather, if it was to that point, mm-hmm. I think she would rather be somewhere for, if she had to be cared for, I think she would rather be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I may be completely off on this, Mom, and if I am, by all means, we'll have a discussion next time I see you. But I just think that knowing how my mom is, she would rather be as independent as possible and would prefer that be not on me.
Mm-hmm.
And other family is non-existent at this point in regards to that, because you said in regards to siblings. So that, fend for yourself. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Houston, we have a problem.
So long, click. Sucker.
Yeah.
Right. But by all means, if it was a situation where I had the space and Mom could be with me, and then somebody would then be in there to assist in taking care of, I just want to make sure it's the best possible care that I can provide.
The best
if
solution,
I can't do it, because I'm pretty sure, because I am not medically anywhere has any aptitude for that, somebody would probably still have to come in and help to facilitate that.
Definitely.
But if the better choice was for her to be in a facility that could better care for, then it's whichever one would be the best. But I have a feeling that my mom would be like, I got plans already for this, so if this happens, I'm going this way.
Yeah.
Just a guess.
Richard brings up his family has a pact that they give each other the one thing we're most allergic to and shorten the suffering. And I've seen this from the side of like taking in the family member and being their sole caregiver, and from just keeping somebody in their own home and being the caregiver that goes to them, and it takes a gigantic toll on,
it's so hard, yeah,
on the caregiver. That my sister did it with my mom, my other sister did it with one of my uncles, a friend of mine did it with her mom, and they come out the other side of it, that just becomes their whole life. And so you have to be prepared that is what you're doing now. That's it. So I think it's a tough choice. I understand the need to like want to keep people at home, and you really do, but then and you need a family, like Anant is saying about having the whole family with his grandfather. And if you have a whole family to do it, I think that's a little bit easier if you can spread that.
Right.
You bring them into mm-hmm. the family home and everybody takes a little turn. But when it's just, you know, one person taking care of like one total human and then having to work and do all those other things, like that's rough times. It takes a huge toll. So I kind of understand. I think it's whatever you're comfortable with. You know what I mean? If you're going to do mm-hmm. it and you're not going to do it well, then get, you know what I mean, send them somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to send them somewhere, but it's not, they're not going to get great care, then you got to find the compromise. Well,
there's a financial component to all of this too.
Oh, like, definitely.
Not everyone right. can afford the facility that's appropriate.
Yeah, right. Or the facility that's going to take good care of them. It could just, right. you could be just plopping making their body worse. Down and no one's ever going to see them again. Which,
and it makes it completely worse if they're
So and
because like if my parents haven't planned ahead for this, like shit happened tomorrow, I ain't got the money for all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
and
I have no resources for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if the financial burden of that fell on me, then that's a whole other conversation.
And thanks to Greece, you know, if I retired today, I could live comfortably for about 6 weeks.
No.
Seven if Greece does something better tomorrow. We'll see what it looks like.
All right.
And Jenny, I'm in the same place. Both my parents are dead. So that part, and grandparents and all my aunts and uncles, like there's no one. Now we're at me and my sisters. And that would be a hard thing to say with me and my sisters. We're close in age, like, you know, we're
who's
all
in charge.
Yeah,
right?
we're all in that age of like, you know, if I got debilitated, and you know me, if cable goes out, pull the plug. No. Like, no heroes here.
No, he tends to get a little dramatic.
Oh no, end it.
It's legit.
You have it on record. Like, whatever I'm allergic to, push it, just be done.
Yesterday, he almost got into a fight with a plumber because they wanted to turn down his hot water heater from boiling to, can we get it down to 120?
Exactly.
Because there was a service call that...
Honey, it's America. If you want to scald yourself in the tub, you go right ahead. You just boil
the problem
yourself.
Was, the problem was that it was so fucking hot in this heat here in Arizona that the pressure relief valve was actually letting water run out on his back patio because it was so fucking hot.
It was at a full boil. And I had worked so much that I just hadn't been taking enough showers or washing my clothes in warm water.
So you're just serving soup out of your...
So as the two servicemen are chatting, the guy goes, can I just turn on your hot water and find out what it feels like? So he goes to my sink and puts the hot water on. He goes, holy shit! He's like, can you put your hand in that? And I was like, well, I like a hot bath. And you can't put human flesh in this temperature.
I think one of my favorite things is one plumber says, can I see your bathtub? And he's like, no, you cannot. Can't. That is not the point of this story.
But I realized after that he wanted to know, like, what size tub was I trying to fill a pool?
Right.
That I needed that hot water, right?
Out of 150 gallon hot water
they
heater.
They didn't even charge me.
I'm sure the stories this morning at the service meeting was like, guess what call we went on?
Fuckers making tea, 50 gallons of tea at a time.
Remember that woman on 15th Avenue? Here's what she wants now. Human stew is what she's making in that tub.
She's trying to melt your jumpsicle. Oh, my God.
And I think on that point, boys and girls... We're gonna
it's a good note
take
to end
this
on.
Comes come jumps.
However you self-identify.
Wow, forget one letter and it changes
all your jumpsicle is celebrated.
Oh yes. My gosh. Woo! Well, we'd like for most all of you, if not every single one of you, to join us again next week.
That'd be nice.
Don't know if we'll have any guests or not, but I'm gonna guess snacks and wine may be part of this and coffee. Goddamn coffee.
Wow.
We'll try it again next week. It'll be all good. Right, cheese and crackers.
I've said for years, coffee gets you all the same
did
places.
Not know. Didn't well, realize sure does, the benefits. Yeah. No. Well, again, thank you all for being here. Everybody in the chat room, everybody online. We will leave you with a parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.